Coachmaster Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are to cap the year. I'm Doug Steffen, along with DJ Veers, Victoria Keelan, and Jade Kirshner, and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. We call upon him frequently to come and share his thoughts about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as this is the end of the year, we're going to do a two-hour expanded version. Michael Harrison is not available this week, so we'll take all of the 10 stories from this past year and the people list, and we'll throw in some cultural things, lots of it. Well, all of the things are pretty predictable, I think, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at the list, I'm going to go through the list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't recognize my voice, or say, huh? Who's that guy? So the top stories and the people, will go through the list, and then we'll sort of take them apart as we feel. You all have your own lists of what you think are the most important news talk stories of the year, or the most important people. So we'll balance those with the list that Talkers Magazine has come up with. On the story side, at number 10, the death of Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, all the crime and violence going on in our country. At number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran. At number 7, the whole business of problems on the border. Number 6, the First Amendment and social media, how the two play together or don't. Number 5, the voting legislation conversation that's been going on with various bills passed around the country at various times this past year. And that floats into number 4, Black Lives Matter, race relations, that sort of thing. At number 3, we still, after a year, talking about January 6th. Number 2, the economy and what's going on. This list has been pretty much the same. Number 1 is COVID, as you might expect. Hasn't this list, I'll ask, go around the room here. Victoria, don't you think the list pretty much has been the same? At least the top 7, 8 things here, maybe even top 9 things, have shown themselves very frequently through the year.
That's true. Yeah, these are big issues, and have a broad reach, and so yeah, I'm not surprised it sort of stayed in the headlines. Not a whole lot, you know, felt like it moved. COVID, of course, number 1, and that's just, you know, I think that a lot of the other issues maybe took a back seat almost. I mean, January 6th has gotten a lot of attention, but in 2021, when I think of, like, BLM and race relations, I think more of 2020 than 2021. But, it's unfortunately, these problems have not been solved. That's why they're still on the list.
See. So, John, as a guy who does talk radio every day like we do on WMEL, the existence of these problems, these issues, if we keep going over them and over them and over them, You like to think that they're on the list because the folks at Talkers think there's a new wrinkle to them all the time. But at some point, do they wear out their welcome? Do people get, is there a problem even among those of us who want to have an expansive audience? Like the DJV program in itself does not necessarily focus on these, because most of these stories, or many of them, are politically generated, and we're not big into politics, per se. Is it a challenge to you as a regular local sort of talk show host to deal with these things and put them into a column that basically gives a reflective view from the local view? How does COVID impact the Space Coast? How does the economy? And that's how you do in good talk radio programs. They take the national issues and apply them to their local situation, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, Doug, but I also think in general, listeners, at least here on the Space Coast, are pretty much burned out on the stories. They're burned out on the people from this year, or if you want to say this past year. And there's a need for something new to come on the horizon for people to really rally around and talk about, whether it be pro or con or whatever. But the top 10 stories of the year, obviously COVID-19, something that people are dealing with, but they're just tired of. The economy, I think the economy, guys, is something that perhaps, at least here in our area, that's something that people do want to talk about, and they talk about it right now in a very positive manner, because a lot of huge and very big things are happening here on the Space Coast. 2022 is going to be a big year for growth here. So the economy is something that people are very interested in. But as you go down the list, January 6th, race relations, voter legislation, so on and so forth, there's a lot of burnout factor there.
Well, I think that affects who's listening to the radio, frankly, and how they're listening to it. I don't mean to put down the radio stations. That's not my job here at all. It's to encourage people to be listening to this format and get excited. But I sense it, and I've been doing this for a long time, that there's burnout here. I did not go through the people list. I want to do that before we bring Jay in. At number 10 on the people list, Limbaugh. At number 9, the two leaders of China and Russia. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly. Thank you.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the mini
social media. Jay Kirshner is in charge of our social media on the DJV program and the trending things that we keep our eyes on so that we don't get lost. And that's why I say the trending things that we talk about are not always the things that are in the story list that come from listening to the programs. So I guess, again, is there a disconnect somehow between the people who are hosting programs, what they're talking about, and what some listeners want to hear more about, i.e., the things that are trending that we talk about? What do you have?
COVID-19, there's definitely a lot of engagement regarding any topic throughout the year from COVID-19, whether people are for the masks, against the masks, they believe that COVID is actually happening, they think it's a fake situation, vaccine mandates, that is definitely a hot topic that have people representing every which side on social media coming and saying how they feel. And I think that's kind of, we talk about social media and that's one of the topics on the list, and it can be a bad thing. But it also gives everybody a platform to chime in on the valuable conversations that actually are happening.
But how valuable are their comments? How valuable are the, and this is not prejudicial, because the world of News Talk Radio obviously depends on listener engagement. Talk radio is not like background. Music radio is, for the most part, through most of the day, just background music like a jukebox anymore. The people that own radio stations, big companies, medium-sized companies, have basically ruined the idea of having popular hosts and having fun
with jocks that have lots to say about the music or about what's going on, having fun. That's gone for the most part. So then where do we, how do we keep the radio, whether it's news talk or music, how do we keep it vital?
Well, to answer the question on what's valuable, I think that comes, that value comes from the eye of the beholder. If you are in, along with one stance, say you're for COVID vaccine mandates, you might not find opposing views very valuable. Or say you're against the mandates, you might not find people who say that they should be happening very valuable.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that is a player in all of this, maybe it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, are podcasts. Most people who do talk radio programs and some others who are on the radio do a podcast of one sort or another. John, do you, at WMEL, do you fellas who are on the air there, do you have a podcast that you do for the locals?
At the moment, we do not, but that's something in the new year that, we're going to be doing, yes.
Well, but the other side of that is, and again, I'm not trying to shoot the goose here, but it for most people, we do a DJV show, podcast. We even have one of the Talk Radio Countdown show and other things that I do, like the American Family Farmer and the DJV Health Program. But it's basically a synopsis, if you will, of the things that we talk about on the air. And a lot of people who are experts in this area say, you're going to have original content. So I've done a few of those podcasts. And if you don't have a lot of promotion behind you, you're Whistling Dixie. Victoria, you've had this Beauty Pop podcast on the air for a number of years. And I didn't on the air, but you've had it available. How many years have you been doing that?
Just a year. Yeah. But we did it. You have to go into it, I think, with a very clear intention. I did it when the pandemic began because I wanted to stay in touch with my friend, and we just had a wonderful escape to talk about pop culture and beauty products every week. So we weren't looking to make money off of it or, you know, we happened to build a small following of people who liked what we were doing. But you're right, without a big network behind you and promotion and things like that, it's very hard to make a dent because there are just so many podcasts now. So it's tough.
What it's done is make the big companies like iHeart bigger. That's what it is. They keep continuous, like every other industry that we talk about, whether it's the big ag companies that are trying to put the small farmers out of business, whether it's banks, big banks putting little banks out of business, whether it's you pick and choose whatever the industry is. And there's always now it's more prevalent than ever. I think this is one of the big stories with regard to the economy, which is number two on the list. I think the wrinkle here is that so many companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger no matter what the business, and the local mom and pop people, and it all maybe started with Walmart when you think about it, how what used to be when you went through Main Street America and you saw a little drugstore and a hardware store and a supermarket and all,
right.
It's all gone. Walmart's put them all out of business, and that's why for years and years I've always had a bad taste in my mouth, and it's gotten me into trouble on the air because I take shots at them, and they were advertisers, and they decided not to advertise.
There's a CVS on every corner, too. It's just like a Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's just all franchises. We're a franchise nation now.
And so everything is the same. We all become the same.
Yep.
And I think there's a danger in that. We need to maybe, when we look ahead to 2022, encourage independent, individual thinking on things instead of this, like what we have is the two sides and that's it. 19 after the hour on the countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts from the DJV program. The hosts of the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, is not with us this week. But, as usual, Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program. Jake Kirshner is here from the DJV show. And John Harper is here, a carrier and follower of fashion of this program and the one that preceded it for many years. John runs WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, a longtime friend, and always has something to say as a representative, I think a good representative of the talk radio world, frankly, as it's done very well on the Space Coast. You get an overview of what's important nationally and locally, and that's kind of the drift that we're in here this morning. As we look at the top stories as provided by Talkers Magazine, the list is at talkers.com, and also we put it at the DJVshow.com website as well. Jay Kirshner in social media, normally every hour of the program. So what comments? Let's start with entertainment stories that you followed most during this past year. What are people saying about that? Listeners identified nicely by their names. Isn't that sweet?
Randy Hendrickson Hooray. Followed the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and all of the news that was leading up to the trial the most. Cheryl Grazik's focus is on Betty White turning 100 next month.
Sweet.
So definitely in the camp of let's just look ahead rather than looking backward. Stacey Airey was definitely following some of the stuff that we followed closely. The Britney Spears being freed from her conservatorship, the Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy where so many fans were crushed, 10 people killed, 300 treated for injuries. It was a whole situation, whole tragedy. And the Rust film set shooting when Alec Baldwin shot and killed the cinematographer and injured the director.
You put a list together of the biggest pop culture stories of this past year, and on the top of the list is the Britney Spears conservatorship situation, the fact that it ended, but all of the things which really started this past summer, right?
Well, the first really big thing was when Britney, on June 23rd, she called out her she called out her 13-year conservatorship as abusive. She commented that she'd been wanting to get out. She would have fought harder a lot sooner, but she didn't know that that was even an option. She, the Bessemer Trust, who was part of her conservatorship, they asked the judge to withdraw. The judge granted that approval, also granted Britney's request to hire on her own attorney to represent her. Her manager of 25 years goes away. Pretty much all of the rats started running away from the sinking ship. And then by November 12th, Judge Penny terminated the entire conservatorship.
But there's still back and forth, even in December, between the family and Britney or various members of the family. Wasn't it not that long ago the father was trying to get Britney or her money to pay his legal bill, right?
Yeah, he still wants her to pay the bill of all of his legal fees, which she was doing under the conservatorship. So you have to think about this. She was paying for her own legal team representing her as well as the legal team fighting her during the conservatorship. She was putting the bill for everything. And she's going to drag down everybody, and as she should, her father, her brother, there was claims of him being kind of abusive even before the conservatorship even started. Her mom and her sister, whether they had more of a hand in all of this or if they were just, you know, kept quiet and they're guilty for that as well.
We should have a list, a year-end list of top 10 scum buckets of the year, and her father would be right there along with the guy that runs China and Putin and that bunch. All right, food for thought. We continue. It's 28 past the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump.
And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 at the hour. This is the DJV Show's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown, the things that are published every week by Talkers Magazine and every year, the annual list. We're all about that as we have some luminaries from the DJV program here. Jay Kirshner in charge of social media. Victoria Keelan in charge of herself and her own thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend John Harper, who's here from WMEL. So we're taking apart the list. And, you know, it always wraps itself around the biggest news stories of the year. But you asked, Jay, on our social media, all of our social media, your questions about the news stories that people listening follow during the year. You want to give us a roundup of what some of the listeners have said, what's most important to them, and what they followed the most?
Lynn Hafner has been following news of the COVID vaccine mandates the most, where Joanne Cloughley followed the stories around the Cuomo brothers. Both of them have really been going through it. Mm-hmm. Gianne Morales followed the Kyle Rittenhouse trial the most. Chris Burton says the biggest news story for him was Americans being left in Afghanistan.
So, isn't it interesting?
When you look back at everything, it did not feel like that much stuff happened this year until you really start putting everything together and you're like, oh, that was this year, that was this year, too, that was this year.
I, like,
a
forgot about Afghanistan until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the news cycle burns so quickly that Afghanistan was a big, big story, and then it just completely
went away. Well, the
Cuomo
brothers were. The Cuomo brothers thing is a big story.
No, I'm in the New York, New Jersey area. I thought maybe it would be bigger here than nationally, but it was a national story for sure.
And
I mean,
some of these other trials.
List, I added that one for sure.
Think about all the trials that took place this year. The wrap of the Ghislaine Maxwell thing just happened. Kim, the Potter trial. The Minneapolis. Dwayne, what's his face?
Derek Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin. I just push these names out of my brain.
Yeah, Derek Chauvin, and that was a, I think I know that it's hard to have just 10 names, for the year on the talkers list. But, yeah, if it was expanded, I mean, there are a lot of names that I certainly would add, Derek Chauvin being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that was the case. And what about other names? Any other names that pop in? To our surveillance, basically, this, John, this is a surveillance. We're in the surveillance mode, and I'm thinking about Dr. Fauci. On the list, but all of the things around I'm looking at this South African doctor who's had, at least in the last month or so of the year, has been very important to the whole story of Omicron and that. Where does that lead us? What's going to be next? And people say, well, what's next after this one? One of the things, as a matter of fact, about that I've heard from a lot of people that stirred the pot the last week or so, maybe in the last couple of days, is the fact that if you get, I think we talked about this on the DJV program, if you get Omicron, the antibodies will protect you from any other variant of the COVID. Whereas if you get Delta, it won't. It'll only protect you from the Delta variant, which I find very interesting. So there are some people, didn't we talk about this, or was I talking to some friends about this? They're actually going out trying to get.
Well, I don't know any. You and I were joking about that yesterday off the air, but I don't know that anyone who's actively trying to get it, because you don't know what variant you're going to get. But, it would be nice to get Omicron if you're going to get it, right? You want to get Omicron.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, you pick and choose.
It would be nice to get
Because it has the mildest symptoms, but it gives you the protection against Delta, which is so bizarre. This virus is so crazy. You would think that Delta, which is still hospitalizing people, right? Delta is
a lot of people.
A lot of people. And
most people in the hospital that are having a problem with the virus,
people
who are in the hospital are Delta.
Yeah.
It's not
and
Omicron.
People are still dying from Delta. Right.
Yeah.
And so you would think that as a more serious variant would provide the antibodies that you would need to go up against Omicron, and it's the other way around. So the milder one is the one that's giving you the boost, and it's like by 1,000% of the antibodies that you need to fight off Delta. This virus is just so, it's wild.
And
it really is.
Remember, there were some anti-vaxxers who deliberately tried to get COVID-19 when it originally came on the scene, and they thought it would do nothing. They ended up dying from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's a separate, this is a focus on talk radio. I can come up with the names of at least three guys who were talk radio hosts who died this year, and they all were on the air talking about how it was a joke, it was a bad thing to take
this.
It was a
hoax. They love
that.
It's all a hoax.
And then Phil Valentine was probably the best known, although Mark Bernier was big in your area, John. And they were on the air talking about how, what a waste it was or what a joke it was. And then after the fact, Phil said, you should get a shot. I think I don't remember that Mark Bernier said that. He got so sick so fast, I don't think he said anything. He went downhill like a rock.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that in the Daytona Beach area. He had been there for, I think, well over 20 years, maybe 30.
Yeah, he was from New York. He went down there from Providence, if I'm remembering correctly, and he wanted to live down there. He's a
nice
good guy.
Yeah,
good guy.
Nice guy. Did it.
Phil
did
was
a good
too.
Talk show and very tragic loss.
Yep. Yeah. And who's the other one that I can't remember? There's one other one who was
there was a third big one, right? It was Phil Valentine.
Rattling.
Yeah, there was another. Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say maybe out in Arizona or somewhere out west. I feel like that's where maybe they were. There were a lot of them, and it was unfortunate that, you know, people take a stand on this stuff and they don't realize it until their loved ones are left without them. You know, that's really what it comes down to.
What it points out, and this is a dangerous thing for me to say, probably, it really points out how ridiculous some of the talk radio machinations have been, and what people think they have to do in order to get an audience.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, sticking to this tripe about not, you know, it's Trump's virus where the Democrats said, I'm not getting a shot because it's Trump's shot. I mean, what stupidity. That's really, when you get right down to it, there's no
lack
of stupidity.
I'm a Democrat, and I lined up for the shot. So, yeah. And every other Democrat I know
does. But what difference does it make whether you're a Democrat or a Republican?
Doesn't
under
matter.
The
right. Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
And all these lines in the sand that have been drawn, all it does is it's an artificial creation of trouble, which we don't need. If you look back, John, I was talking earlier about the astrological impact of where we are right now and how this last 12, 13 years, starting in 2008, when there were cycles that were pointed right toward danger, and we all know since 2008 the world has been miserable in many respects, you know, monetarily, the physical health and well-being. The fact that our country's death rate has brought down the average age that a person would listen to by a year, by a year and a half. Think about that. In 2 years, a year and a half has been taken. The average in 2018 or 19 was like 78.5 or 6, and now it's 77. In 2 years, with all of this stuff, we've lost a year and a half on the average age that an American will live to. That's
just
pretty
from COVID
astounding.
Deaths, right?
Mostly it's COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly it's COVID. But there are a lot of other people who are getting, you know, if you really want to dig into it, medical care sucks now for a lot of people. They can't afford it. They don't have access to it. And so people are getting sick. And because, once again, just like everything else, these big, huge corporations are buying up all the hospitals, and they're deciding who's going to get what kind of treatment, what the relationship is going to be between you and your insurance company. Yeah. And so as a result of that, I mean, I think you look at that as a definite cause, not the only cause, but a definite cause, as to why we have the spiraling negative impact of people dying earlier. It's just, at some point in time, I'm a capitalist through and through, but at some point, and I think that if I look back at Biden, I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he's done, it's like Trump. I could do without his personality, but he did a lot of good things as president. Biden's done some good things, like wanting to curb the impact of all these big businesses, especially in agriculture, where big ag is really limiting your health and well-being as well by limiting your choices for food. Whether you realize it or not, there are four major companies that control the seed supply, what you can, you know, the choices that you have, where you can grow this stuff. It's pretty serious. And then,
well, and the right to repair,
that,
right? You couldn't even fix your own tractor,
right?
Can't fix your own car. How does that not put you out of business?
It's exactly what it is. That's what big ag wants, to put all the little guys out of business, so they can then decide what the prices are going to be for the food that we eat. We all see what's happened because of COVID to the price of food. Look at the price of food today at the end of 2021 versus the price of food at the end of 2020. It's up 20%. Sometimes more, depending on what you're buying. So these are all important, critical things that we've been talking about during the course of the year that I think need not to be forgotten, frankly, in the overall, the world that we live in, kind of. So, Jay, you also have been asking for New Year's resolutions and what people may have for goals, and we'll get to that as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top stories for the year 2021 in our focus as we have our discussions this week. And on the list at number 10, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 9, all of the stories, all the conversation, all the focus on crime and violence, defunding the police, etc. Number 8, our relationship with the folks that are not so friendly with us anymore, and we're not so friendly with them, the Chinese and the Russians. Number 7, immigration and border problems. Number 6, social media and how it's impacted by the First Amendment, or vice versa. Voting legislation, Black Lives Matter, sort of tied together 5 and 4. And at number 3, the January 6th fiasco. Number 2, the economy and our focus on that, which doesn't seem to sync with a lot of other things that are being touted in our country. And COVID, obviously, is number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. I lovingly refer to him, well, not so lovingly, as Bad Vlad or Pukin Putin. Number 8, I don't even like to mention this guy's name, Xi. All right, Xi Jinping. All right, 7 is Kamala Harris. 6 is Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, number 3. Trump is 2, and Biden's 1. One looks at that list and wonders out loud, how many of those people on the list are going to run for president in 2024? Pretty much every American that's on that list, so from 7 to the top of the list, Harris, Manchin, DeSantis, McCarthy, Pelosi, Trump, probably not Pelosi, but the rest of them are probably all running, right? Very interesting list as we try to make things interesting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into another world, another zone here. Lots of things going on. You can hear the stimulus from the people on the DJV program as we overview top stories from News Talk Radio this past year, according to Talkers Magazine, the list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. John Harper from WMEL. The vaccine, the anti-vaxxers and Ivanka, say it again, Doug. Ivanka. Her too. John, what are the locals down there taking shots at her? I mean, Trump got the shot, so why, what are they taking?
It's kind of interesting in the fact that it was publicized that she received her shot. I don't know if it was a booster or her first vaccination shot. And
it must be her booster.
I think it's her booster. Yeah.
The booster,
The anti-vaxxers have been all over her, thinking that she has now betrayed them for getting that shot.
But she got the I used to follow her on Instagram. She got the shot as soon as she was in the age category to get it.
Yeah.
I think Ivanka and I got the shot at like the same week, the first one, and then the second one. So this is old news if the anti-vaxxers are just discovering that Ivanka's got the vaccine. It's like they need to read more in many ways.
Well, there are a lot of intelligent people, a lot of friends of mine, some very dear friends who are very intelligent, just think that it's the end of the world, and the vaxxers are getting, you know, I don't know, it's befuddling, frankly. But we respect everybody's point of view. That's an important part of what's going on here. All right. Thank you, folks. We'll continue with this. It's 10 before the hour.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. As we end the year, we have the top items from the world of technology. We normally do that at this point every week. Top five items from the week. I wonder how many of these would be cast in stone if we were looking for the top five of the year. There's always, I think, starting out with number five, the focus on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is next week, has always been a big draw, right? So it'd be something that might appear on an annual list. So what's the scoop, the latest scoop on the CES?
Well, CES is still happening as of now, but their attendance is really dwindling, and especially with the major brands like Microsoft and Google and Intel, and T-Mobile and Lenovo and TikTok and Meta, which is Facebook, they've all backed out. So they're going to be doing some sort of a virtual presentation rather than being in person. Now, it was a pretty big blow to the CES organizers. However, they said what did happen was that they have more people signing up who are from smaller and medium-sized companies. So there may be more exposure for those smaller companies, which would be really great for this year. So we'll see how it ends up. And, you know, CES is always fun, even if you're not that familiar with it. Whenever you see a TV news report and you see all, like, the cool gadgets that come out of CES, it's always fun to see what the next trends will be.
Well, on the DJV program, we're going to keep up with it like we usually do. Holland Cook, who goes there every year for us, is going to report every day, and so is our car guy, Nick Miles. He'll be there, so all of that, we'll keep up with it. And there will be a lot of different people there, and that'll be kind of cool, different companies.
I think Chrysler is planning on unveiling their first electric SUV at CES.
Yes,
so it's interesting how cars and tech have now completely meshed
come together
into one category.
They are. Think about it. All right, number four, the distrust of Facebook. This isn't just this week. So how is this all pulling together?
So we know that Americans, Americans use social media. Most Americans use Facebook. But 64% in a new poll say that the government needs to do more to rein in these big tech companies. People are caught, you know, they don't want to get rid of Facebook because they feel like they're not going to be connected to family and friends anymore, and they have 3 billion monthly users around the world, but most Americans are very skeptical, especially with Facebook. That came in at the top or bottom, however you want to say it. 72% of respondents said they just don't trust Facebook at all with their data and privacy. TikTok was second, which was kind of surprising, followed by Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and then Amazon was on the sort of better end of the spectrum. More people seem to trust Amazon than Facebook.
Number three on our list of the top five is a focus on Apple and their AirTags.
Yeah, this is certainly a story that's been building and building for the last few months. Apple's AirTags are being used for all sorts of nefarious reasons, from stealing cars to stalking women coming, you know, in and out of bars. It's been really bad, and a lot of local police departments across the country are seeing such an influx in these crimes. The best thing you can do is if you've parked your car in a public spot, especially if you have a newer car, doesn't need to be a high-end car, but if it's a newer car, car thieves are stealing anything that they can that's new. Just, you want to make sure if you have an iPhone, make sure that you check on your Bluetooth to see what's connected. And if it's an AirTag that you don't own, go right to the police station because you probably won't be able to find it on the car yourself. Do not drive home because someone is watching you.
Somebody's watching. Yep. Number two, an apology from Intel to China.
Yeah, this was pretty outrageous. This did not make a lot of people happy this week. Intel issued an apology to their Chinese partners and customers after they told local suppliers that they would not be using labor or goods sourced from the country's Xinjiang region, which is where the Uyghur Muslims are being, you know, forced into camps and forced labor. And so then Intel, after going along with all this, which, by the way, was a bill that was signed by President Biden that no American company is allowed to import anything from this region unless the region can prove, unless this the company can prove that forced labor was not used. Well, that's almost impossible to do. So, but Intel has $20 billion a year in business with the Chinese market, and they employ 10,000 Chinese people. So after agreeing to this legally, they went back on and essentially apologized to China. They took out all of the clauses that they had originally had put in their letter, and so the White House clearly not happy about this. Jen Psaki said, American companies should never feel the need to apologize for standing up for human rights. So
number one,
not good.
T-Mobile cyber attack.
Yep, T-Mobile cyber attack. This is another one. If you have T-Mobile, it's pretty simple. This was not a widespread one, but it could still affect your data. So just contact T-Mobile and see what they're doing to rectify it. Always check your credit reports. Keep an eye on that just to make sure no one's opened anything in your name.
So much of that crap going on in the name of technology and advancement. Yuckabunga. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden heading into 2022 with a number of key issues on his plate, both home and abroad. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the president can only go up when it comes to foreign policy initiatives, and he'll face his first big challenge January 10th.
We're going to start the year with a face-to-face at the ministerial level with Vladimir Putin and his insistence that NATO and the U.S. and others keep hands off with Ukraine.
McGinnis was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. A line of severe storms damaged homes, knocked out power, downed trees in parts of southern U.S. late yesterday and this morning. The storms followed a system earlier yesterday, which brought a possible tornado and flooding to parts of Kentucky. The holiday and post-holiday flightmare continues.
Over the weekend, thousands of flight cancellations worldwide. Saturday in the U.S., it was 2,700 flights, and by Sunday afternoon, the tracking website FlightAware listed 2,400 U.S. flights. A winter storm that hit the Midwest made Chicago the worst place in the country for travelers like Sylvia Robinson, who spoke with ABC 7.
As long as I'm not spending a night here, I'm good.
Airlines also blame staffing shortages on increasing COVID infections.
It's Julie Walker reporting. Late former Senate Majority Leader from Nevada, Harry Reid, will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda next week. Ceremonies honoring Reid at the Capitol will take place January 12th. Due to the pandemic, the ceremony is being limited to invited guests only. Reid died last Tuesday at his home in Henderson, Nevada, after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. A memorial service is planned for Saturday in Las Vegas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
Sudan's leader announced his resignation earlier today. BBC correspondent Emmanuel Nguza has more.
Essentially, Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok said that he had failed to bring about a return to full democracy in Sudan. He's been in power since 2019 when the former President Omar al-Bashir was ousted by popular uprising, mass protests that were in the country led by civilians. And Mr. Hamdok said that the country now needed a new process to bring full democracy, full civilian rule in Sudan.
Thousands of people in the capital of the Netherlands today defied a ban and gathered for a demonstration against the Dutch government's coronavirus lockdown measures. Riot police briefly clashed with a small group of demonstrators as they were cleared off the museum square. More news at townhall.com. Radio Shack announced plans to rebrand as a cryptocurrency exchange platform. in an effort to keep the 100-year-old brand alive.
The Texas-based retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2015 and again 2 years later before Retail E-Commerce Ventures acquired the company in November 2020. REV leaders say they are confident Radio Shack's relaunch as a cutting-edge e-commerce company will amplify the awareness of this iconic brand internationally. Some experts believe 2022 is the year in which cryptocurrency can see its greatest movement, meaning Radio Shack's move may be perfectly timed. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, southernmost point in Key West, Florida, is especially meaningful to Cuban Americans, but some scufflaws discarded a Christmas tree in front of the marker and lit it on fire over the weekend. Two suspects were captured on surveillance video, and police are looking for them. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drock. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here. With not the usual bill of fare, because Michael Harrison is off this week, but we're reviewing the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is something we do in connection with a cooperation, if you will, of the DJVers. From the DJV program, we have Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who is here from WMEL on the Space Coast, one of my longtime radio pals. We have a lot of things to talk about in this hour. Probably I should start the hour like Michael Harrison normally does, right? With the overview, the top stories as they are this week presented in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, like they always do. And we always present them as well at DJVShow.com. So the editors of Talkers have the top stories and people list based on what they've listened to, based on Talker News Talk Radio host during this past year and ongoing research. So the story list includes the passing of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what else there is to say. What needs to be said about Rush Limbaugh has been said. You agree, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy was just a magnificent talent, whether you agreed with him politically or not. A great storyteller, and he did a lot, as we've heard over the decades. He did a lot for the radio industry, and we appreciate that. And he certainly is missed. It's kind of hard to believe that he is gone. He was so big, bigger than life, so to speak.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, he was. Yeah. He went far beyond the boundaries of what normal radio hosts are. And speaking of that, the people who filled his shoes or who are trying to are just regular, kind of normal, not from the same cut from the same cloth. You know, you've got these gas bags that are from the two big networks, the two big radio owners, with their networks. They've tried to keep the listenership, or they've tried to keep the stations on, and they can always, they can dictate to their own stations, as they have. iHeart has these two guys on that are nothing special from my point of view, and I'm not saying anything bad about them. I just don't find them. Limbaugh was always, whether you agreed with him or you didn't agree with him, he was always listenable. You could always be sure that wherever he was with his thought and however he was communicating, he had that bombastic voice and he had the attitude. And so it was, you know, it was a different experience. That just, and people, the silly thing is, it's like with anything else. There's never another, all these guys that try to be like Johnny Carson. Hello, there's no more Johnny Carson. There's no more Ed McMahon. So that, you know, as much as they try to recreate that, they haven't. I mean, at one point in time, Johnny Carson had, what, 32, 34 million people a night watching him? The three or four guys that are doing it now collectively don't have half that audience. And, you know, you can say, well, there's so much other stuff on. No, it's what they were all about. And the same with Limbaugh. Limbaugh had a huge audience based on the fact that he was a good radio person, a great radio host. And, you know, people got caught at the beginning. I remember he and I were friends as we all started at the same time I did. He and I were both. He started in August of 1988. I started in October of 88 doing the former Good Day show. And so now that he's gone, I'm the longest running syndicated host in the country. And I'm kind of proud of that, frankly. And
you should
he was
be.
Proud.
Absolutely, Doug.
Thank you. He was so compelling. Maybe that's what it is. And so, if you like listening to Bongino, great. You found somebody that you can, you know, glom onto, or if you like these other two guys. But I'll tell you something. In place of Limbaugh, the station that belonged to Cumulus, and I don't want to do too much inside stuff, but if Michael were here, we'd be following the same path. So the Cumulus stations have told their talk stations they got to take Bongino. Okay. The iHeart stations have told their stations they got to take the two guys, what's Bud and the sports guy, I don't remember the names. And then the independent stations that now are looking for something, they wanted to get away from the Limbaugh thing, and they couldn't really because, you know, the audience demanded it. And so they paid, I'm sure you know, I don't know that we've talked about it so much here, but the stations had to pay, not only did they have to carry the advertising, but they had to pay to have Limbaugh on their stations. There's nobody around now that anybody's going to pay for. But I will tell you that I think Dana Lash, who was on Radio America, has made a big dent, especially in the independent station world, where, you know, again, people are looking for an easy connection. And, again, I get too much into the weeds, but you know what I'm saying. From the point of view of somebody who's running a station, they don't have to have all kinds of cram downs and you must carry this if you do that. Sean Hannity lost a lot of affiliates because it used to be that if you wanted to carry Sean, or if you wanted to carry Rush, you had to carry Sean, right? And now, you know, you don't have to. So,
well, it's kind of amazing, Doug, that the various networks that you've just mentioned, especially the network that had Rush for all the decades, why they didn't plan ahead much better in developing or tapping into the best talent that is out there in America. I mean, there are a lot of good talk show hosts, and I think these people that they currently have filling in, or I shouldn't say filling in, the replacing Doug, I don't think they really cut it at all.
No. Well, anyway, so we'll leave that as a way. It was just because he passed away, the ripple effect of it. And you're right. They were so afraid, and this is not inside baseball talk. We all know they continued playing for months and months and months reruns of Limbaugh from the past 30 years. And, you know, it just seemed rather silly. Buck Sexton is the guy. He's actually not a bad host. And not a bad, the other guy, the sports guy, I don't get him at all. But anyway. So there it goes, and that's it, and we keep moving here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 14 past the hour. Reminder for all those of you who have New Year's resolutions about taking care of yourself and your health. I'll tell you something. For 5 years plus, I've been talking about Calitrin, a product that is so good, so successful. People get such great results. It is aimed at helping you once you've lost weight. It's good for helping you lose the weight, but more importantly, it helps you keep the weight off, which is the bottom line. Now you're all looking, you see the ads on television for this gym membership and that gym membership, and go on Weight Watchers. And who's the spokesperson for Weight Watchers this year? I saw an ad the other day, and I'm trying to...
I don't know.
Somebody...
It changes a lot, so
notable.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, but they're all going to sign people up, and people will go at it for a couple of months, and maybe they'll lose the weight, but then they put it right back on again. And so that's where Calitrin comes in. The world's most successful natural formula to have you, once you've lost the weight, keep it off. And that's really, they've got an 86% success rate, so that's pretty good, I think. And that's why I like talking about them. I wanted you early on. I've been talking, I think, since the early November broadcast about getting onto it now, so you didn't have to force yourself into something you didn't want to do come the first of the year. But there, you know, some people listened and bought the stuff and have been using it and still enjoying themselves, and other people said, nah, wait till after the first of the year. Okay, well, now it's your time. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. See all the stories in there from the people who have loved the experience of taking off the weight and keeping it off. Find the deals for you. Use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com, and you get free shipping. Plus, they offer, as through the Christmas and New Year's season, one of these things that you buy now and pay later, which is a great deal because everybody spent all their money on presents. So you can still get into it and help yourself. Go to toploss.com for the only all-natural way when you lose the weight to keep it off. That's the compound is called Calitrin.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Blasting off from the Space Coast, we have John Harper from WMEL here on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program here. This is sort of a service at the end of each week. Over the weekend, a lot of stations hear this program that carry the DJV show, and a lot of folks carry the program that their only exposure to us is this program. One of the things that's on the list here at number 8 for the year, U.S., China, and Russia relations, I think that we miss something. We don't throw Iran into that bucket of fish. And I noticed that they launched a rocket into space this week as the talks, the nuclear talks, are taking. Here they are with their kind of thumbing their nose at the process, aren't they? Here, we got a rocket now. You got to wonder, why would this a country, this, the public, there's a, you know, they have a fairly good economy, but why would they think it was necessary to spend money launching a rocket? I mean, what they have nothing better to do with their money? What point is there other than to maybe show, well, we can get a rocket that will fly to Israel and we can bomb the hell out of them. But that, other than that,
yeah,
what else?
Show of strength, right? That's the only reason that you would
do that. That's what it comes down to. Yeah, a show of strength, like Victoria just said. Yeah.
Meaningless to anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain. These people are never, I mean, they could start some trouble, but they get squashed like a bug in any real fight. So, anyway, more noise. We got a lot of noise here, there, and everywhere. 21 after the hour.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that helps us sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here this week as we end the year with an overview of the hot stories from this year. Anecdotally, John Harper is here from WMEL Radio. He frequently guests on our talk radio programs, the Countdown shows. He always has something important to say, as does Victoria Keelan, who's a regular with Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay, you have been asking people for comments on our social media about New Year's and resolutions and goals. So what kind of input are you getting? This is always a tradition at the end of the year, I guess.
Yeah, what's fascinating is how many people are kind of like, we're just happy we survived 2021. We're not having any resolutions. Like, my resolution for the new year is to not have any resolutions. Just, yeah, keep surviving and try to enjoy life.
What a horrible way to look at things, though, isn't it? I mean, getting down to
it's put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
One day at a time kind of thing. Yeah, it's practical.
Half a day at a time, quarter day at a time, whatever you got to do. I like Cindy's, though. She straight up said, my resolution is to not make any more resolutions. And I think a lot of people kind of feel that way. So maybe we just look at it as goals. Krista Ann is focusing on her health and saving money for her future, which I think is a great one. I'm probably going to jump on Krista Ann's resolution / goal and do that for myself. Marie Limesand is focusing on reaching retirement on August 1st. So that's really exciting, too. I would almost think if you're reaching retirement, it's kind of like keep your head down, don't tick anybody off, don't get fired when you're in the home stretch.
Yeah. Imagine, though, ending the year and ending your career. I would think that would be a double number on your head, frankly. I know a lady who's been on radio for a long time who's retiring. Sent me an email yesterday because I had asked her for some information, and she sent me an email, I'm retiring tomorrow. Call this guy.
Yeah, not my problem anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what else do you have on resolutions and goals?
Really just a lot of health, people focusing on the well-being. There were a few comments of people are challenging themselves rather than a resolution or goal to focus on the positive, not complain.
Good.
Just talk about what's going well in life, focus on their blessings, and a lot are like, we're going to try not to see how long we can go without saying anything negative.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right, you also have been asking people for the significant items that they took away from this year, things they learned. What did you get for input from some of our listeners along those lines?
Danelle Ivy learned not to wait for people or circumstances to make the change that you need today. I think that's great, kind of taking responsibility over yourself and accountability instead of waiting for other people. That's awesome. Johnny Powell's lesson for the year is if you have something to say to someone, do it before it's too late.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a great one. Yep. Suzanne Jewell says she learned a health hack of putting Neosporin up each nostril before she leaves the house, and she feels like that's been helping her combat getting any illnesses. I've heard that one. I've also heard Vicks VapoRub, putting that up your nostrils and kind of like blocking things out.
We had an advertisement.
I don't know, there's a thing called a mask right now that you put over your nose and mouth, and that kind of helps, too.
I would rather have a mask on than smell Vicks VapoRub all day.
That'll keep people away.
Yeah, that would keep people away. You're right. Put a little of that on your body, and you can everybody kiss that guy goodbye. But I wonder about some of the other. We had an advertiser. Wasn't it called Clear? It began X-L-E-A-R.
Yeah, the nose
spray. That was a good product.
Yep.
And the other advertiser was the
Navage.
Navage, that was it, yeah. All those things did very well because of the obvious this year. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate?
It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Countdown. The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, You're listening to the continuing overview of what's happened this past year in the News Talk Radio world. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison not with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have my DJV colleagues, all but Jennifer. Jennifer is off this week, but Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner here, and John Harper, a frequent visitor here from W. He's in the bullpen, right, exactly. What's that song? Set him up, folks, or something that we always...
Are you talking about Fogarty putting me in coach?
Yeah. Put me in coach.
Center field.
That's it. Yep. All right, so a couple of names. Yes, I know you are, and I appreciate that more than you can imagine. The big stories of the year, the impact they've had on you, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I think, ought to be on the people list because they have had significant play. Who have we, in among the Americans, I mean, who have we talked more about than Elon Musk, certainly? More positive than negative, would you agree with that? Versus Bezos is more negative than positive. What do you think?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
That's I would say so. I think we're kind of, I mean, if we're going to just add on some people to the list, right, I think there are some names that are really, that are missing. We've mentioned, we've mentioned the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. That was big. Derek Chauvin's conviction was, I mean, some people likened it to, it hadn't been, a case hadn't been paid attention to as much as that since the OJ trial. That was a really big one. Some other names that I would have added, I would have definitely put Colin Powell on that list. The loss of such a great American, I would have put him on the list. I don't think that anyone, regardless of what your hobbies are or what, how much you pay attention to pop culture, Britney Spears was on everybody's tongue.
Yep.
For the whole year. I mean, everybody on some level knows something that was going on with what Britney was doing.
To add to that, weren't the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, after the Oprah interview,
I was
going to
say
on?
I would add Harry and Meghan. Yep.
Yeah.
I would add Harry and Meghan. And then the other one that I haven't seen on many lists, which is bizarre to me because it was such a huge national interest, is the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry case. Gabby Petito, of course, this young couple traveling across the country and blogging, and then it turns out to be he murdered her, and then he looks like he killed himself, and the manhunt that ensued, and everybody thinking they saw him. This was just a huge, huge national interest story. So I'm surprised that Gabby Petito's name isn't on more of the year-end lists.
Well, if we did, if we took pop culture, Adele, doesn't that make the list?
Of course.
I mean, who in the world does...
She's back after five or 6 years,
yeah,
right?
She had that One Night Only concert and Oprah interview and,
Right?
Alec
Jennifer.
Baldwin, the Fatal Rust shooting. Oh, Bennifer 2.0. Yeah. Who was not here for that?
Bennifer. I mean, this was like the best thing.
We can talk about that all day long.
Besides Britney was freed, I think Bennifer being back was probably the best thing that anyone who follows pop culture, this is the kind of escape that we really needed. And so thank you to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez because we needed it.
Well, the Travis Scott thing, that certainly made it. That's a notable addition.
That
would be on the B list, if you will. Kim Kardashian would be there, Morgan Wallen for his, racial slurs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of that stuff. And the people who have been hosting Jeopardy, they finally boiled it down to two, but that was a whole big thing. And I would have thought, as a radio guy, all of this confusion would have led to people saying, I give up, I'm not going to watch it anymore. But, John, when you get down to brass tacks, the ratings for Jeopardy have never been better. And so now they've got down to, what's the lady's name? Mayim, is it Bialik?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, she does a pretty good job. And
I thought so, too. I watched her one night. Yeah, I thought she was good.
She's good, yeah. Who did she split it with? There's someone else.
Doesn't she
with Ken Jennings.
I think the fill-in host that they had over the past year since Alex Trebek died, I think they had a pretty good lineup of fill-in hosts, and that was kind of interesting to watch how they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had
LeVar
Burton.
I think that drew a lot of interest to the show. Yep.
Yeah, right.
But it just blows me away, guys, how the producer of that show, who apparently was going to be the host of the show, I can't think of his name.
Mike Richards.
Yeah.
How he could do something so stupid with the remarks he made online or whatever and the racial slurs. I don't understand how these people do that and think that they can get away with it.
Right.
It's like the sex stuff. I mean, whether we hope that the things that Chris Noth has been charged with don't come out to be true, but there's smoke there anyway. And so there's that. We've spent a lot of time talking about those sorts of things, and they are significant. Here's something we just mentioned Elon Musk. I don't know if you knew this or not. This is a chuckle for the end of the year. There was a guy who brought his Model S, a Tesla Model S, into the dealer to get. There was a problem with his battery, and so he was told that it would cost $22,000 to fix the car, i.e. put a new battery in it. So he put a bomb in the car and blew it up in front of the dealership.
Yeah, I did it on YouTube.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, at that point, you know, that's $22,000? That's almost the cost of the
car.
That's
crazy. Who's going to buy a car? They're all nuts. The other thing with regard to Black Lives Matter that is happening at the moment that I think is interesting, the Virginia Attorney General is suing that town in Virginia where the police threatened the black army lieutenant. You remember that? It was something fairly recently. And so, you know, you look at some of these things, and back to what you said a few minutes ago, John, who thinks like this? Who actually, you know, what planet are you from that you don't get what's going on here? Anyway. And then something that is, I have to, this is not part of anything, except when I see stuff like this tiger at the Florida Zoo who attacked the worker because he was stupid enough to put his arm in there, and then they're going to shoot the tiger?
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. That drives me nuts. The guy was totally not in an authorized area. He had no business there. And then the poor tiger is the one to blame? It's just, it's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It really is.
Carol Baskin,
so what are locals?
Should swoop in and take that tiger.
Right.
She's down in Florida, so she could do it. But
yeah. Where's Joe? What's
Exotic?
His name?
Joe Exotic. He's still
chilling,
you know, behind bars. Yeah.
So what are your listeners at WMEL saying about this thing with the zoo worker and the tiger?
Well, it's kind of like what Victoria was just saying. This guy had no business where he was in the zoo and antagonizing the tiger. What do you expect the tiger to do? And everybody seems to believe this is wrong, and it's the worker who probably should be put to sleep and not the tiger.
Yeah. Well, so as we look to 2000, maybe we'll have a pause here for a moment. I want to look ahead to your predictions, the three of you, as to what you think next year at this time we'll be talking about. Let's see if we have a crystal ball. Maybe this will be wishful thinking in a manner of speaking. You're listening to the year-end talk radio countdown show at 43 past the hour, one of the most successful commercial endeavors in the last few years on my programs has been my sponsorship of my pillow products. Very controversial. Mike Lindell certainly has been among the people most talked about in political circles and commercial circles. There are a lot of people, I mean, let's face it, a lot of pillow companies around, and a lot of people who are making pillows, selling mattresses, beds, whatever it is, all these mattress stores everywhere, who are salivating because Lindell was getting popped around by the news media. And, you know, somebody said to me, what's my position because we advertise their products? And I said, my position is that it has nothing, what I'm talking about has nothing to do with Lindell, even though he came up, you know, with a concept. He's got 1,500 or 1,600 workers in a plant in Minnesota that are making a lot of these things. Then somebody said to me the other day, well, not all of the things are made in America. Yeah, upon research, found out that was true. But as the folks in MyPillow said, none of them are made in China. And I guess, you know, at least that's a licking point. But most of the things are made in the factory, in the plant. And if you're looking, if maybe one of your New Year's resolutions is to make sure you're getting better rest, here's a good place to start. Go to MyPillow.com. Look at their product catalog and see what's in there that you can use, whether it's a down comforter whether it's those weighted blankets, whether it's the pillows, whatever it is that you need, you can come up with a great deal if when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page in that box there, you click DJV. That's the promo code, DJV. All the products that we are talking about come with deep discounts, 30 to 65% using that code. All the MyPillow products, very cool. Get to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, DJV code. That's the way to save money and get a good night's rest. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top stories for the year 2021 in our focus as we have our discussions this week. And on the list at number 10, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 9, all of the stories, all the conversation, all the focus on crime and violence, defunding the police, etc. Number 8, our relationship with the folks that are not so friendly with us anymore, and we're not so friendly with them, the Chinese and the Russians. Number 7, immigration and border problems. Number 6, social media and how it's impacted by the First Amendment, or vice versa. Voting legislation, Black Lives Matter, sort of tied together 5 and 4. And at number 3, the January 6th fiasco. Number 2, the economy and our focus on that, which doesn't seem to sync with a lot of other things that are being touted in our country. And COVID, obviously, is number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine. The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select style ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. I lovingly refer to him, well, not so lovingly, as Bad Vlad or Pukin Putin. Number 8, I don't even like to mention this guy's name, Xi. All right, Xi Jinping. All right, 7 is Kamala Harris. 6 is Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, number 3. Trump is 2, and Biden's 1. One looks at that list and wonders out loud, how many of those people on the list are going to run for president in 2024? Pretty much every American that's on that list, so from 7 to the top of the list, Harris, Manchin, DeSantis, McCarthy, Pelosi, Trump, probably not Pelosi, but the rest of them probably are running, right? Very interesting list as we try to make things interesting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we got about a minute here. Give me one thing, Victoria, that you think will be in the lineup next year this time.
One thing. I hope it's certainly not COVID. That's one thing. Right. I don't know what it will be, but I hope it's not COVID.
All right, Jay, what about you? One thing that you think will be in the top 10 next year at this time?
Inflation and economy. That's why was that so hard to say. I like choked on those words. But, yeah, that's going to be up there.
All right, John, what about you?
Voter legislation. That's
voter legislation. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that, and it ought to, because there's a lot of stuff in that whole kettle of fish that's just plain wrong. All right, well, thanks to all, and a happy new year. Whether it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and starting the new year, new work, maybe a lot of you are starting new jobs, that's good. Congratulations on making it through 2021, and let's make a happy and healthy 2022 a part of what's on our mind. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Happy New Year.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now with our overview of some of the legal ramifications of the big stories of 2021. Thanks to the participation of my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. He can still be my friend and be an attorney at law. I don't have many friends who are lawyers, but... I have two friends who are lawyers, as a matter of fact, and I've known them both for a long time. All right, so in looking at this story list, and thinking about all of the stuff that we've talked about through the year, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, but you're great at curveballs, so I'm not worried. More than anything else, I've asked the folks who were on the countdown what story they thought they would see a year from now. Because we've got all of these things that we've been talking about ad nauseum through the year, some colorful sidelights and stories that because of the good host being creative and thinking about this angle or that angle. But if I said to you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a year from now when you and I are talking about the big stories, what do you think will be number one? What do you want to be number one? Or it doesn't even have to be number one. What do you want to be there?
Well, what I would like to be there is 2022 midterm elections that went out, that went on without major disputes. But I don't think that's going to happen. And then kind of as a sidelight, maybe to the same thing, I think 2022 is going to be a year, unfortunately, that we are going to see major cyber warfare escalated between countries like Russia, China, Iran, and the United States. So 2021 was pretty rough, as was 2020, and unfortunately, I think 2022 may be even rougher.
It's interesting, the good guys, the Americans, versus the axis of evil. Iran.
Axis of evil. In addition to that, I am concerned that, you know, the whole business model for a lot of the kind of cyber attacks that happen, these cyber geniuses that go on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods and services.
How do you even get on the, I hear people talking about this. How do you even get on the dark web? Is there a tutor somewhere who teaches people how to get onto the so-called dark web?
I can teach you how to do that. And you okay. do need the proper search engine, and you know, generally that can be done. But you don't want to try and get to some of these sites that the bad guys go on, because that can lead to a lot of problems, and they also have pretty good security to keep you off.
Well, aren't there, I mean, there'd probably be, it's like going to porn sites. Aren't there a lot of things that are attached to those sites that will give you viruses in your computer?
No, actually, because the bad guys are there, and they want to provide really good service to the people that go there. So you're probably safer in that instance going to on the dark web sites than you are to, you know, porn sites or legitimate other websites that we find.
Number five story this year is voting legislation. So to go back to what you were saying about the situation with the laws that are being either proposed or have been passed, and with an eye toward November of 2022, the midterm elections, congressional seats all open. One-third of the governors will be running for re-election. One-third of the people in the Senate will be running for re-election. So the mischief, I suppose, that could be created, because on both sides I think there's valuable information, and there also are valid concerns about what's going on in the voting booths around the country. I think that is subject matter, it ought to be, for real focus, people who want to fix the problem, but there are going to be lawsuits on both sides. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. The word that comes to, or the half word that comes to mind, is cluster. And we're going to have so much misinformation out there because, frankly, you know, people make up their mind from the media, and Congress certainly is nowhere near necessary regulations that we need to assure that the media is acting in a responsible fashion. So between that, gerrymandering, and manipulation of elections, I'm very concerned.
All right, you have scamicide.com, your website. What do you think is going to be the big problem scam-wise this year?
I think the big thing is going to be the Internet of Things, all of the devices that we have that are connected to the Internet that people think don't have to be secure, and your computers and your phones can end up being hacked through those devices, and it's going to be pretty bad. I guess I'm not really very happy this new year.
No. Well, I'll send you a happy New Year's wish anyway. Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a legal overview of some of the big stories of this past year. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Schools across the country are adapting in different ways to cope with COVID-19 on returning from the holiday vacation.
The CDC has endorsed Test to Stay, and other school districts across the country are adopting the program, along with making masks in class again mandatory, with some, like D.C., even making vaccines mandatory starting in March. But other school systems like Atlanta and Newark are switching to remote learning while the surge continues.
Julie Walker reporting. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing their plan to distribute COVID treatments like monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills. The department says, quote, one such risk factor is being a race or ethnicity that is not white due to longstanding systematic health and social inequities. Investigators are still trying to determine just what sparked that massive wildfire outside Denver that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes last week and other buildings. At a press conference, Colorado Governor Jared Polis says it's a disorienting time for wildfire victims.
For many, it seems like a surreal experience. Just a few days ago, you were celebrating Christmas at home and hanging your stockings, and now home and hearth have been destroyed, and it's a shock. And the reality, I know, just hasn't even set in for so many folks who lost everything and for those who still aren't able to return to their homes.
Three people are still missing. Twitter has banned the personal account of Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for multiple violations of its COVID misinformation policy. The account for the lawmaker was permanently suspended under the strike system Twitter launched in March, which uses artificial intelligence to identify posts about the coronavirus that Twitter considers misleading enough to cause harm to people. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Someone crossed the border from South to North Korea.
South Korea says a person has crossed the border into North Korea. The person was earlier spotted by surveillance at the eastern portion of the border, known as the DMZ. The individual avoided capture by South Korean troops Saturday night. It's unclear if this was a very rare case of a South Korean hoping to defect to the North, or it could be a North Korean who briefly entered the South for some reason before returning to the North. Jason Walker reporting.
Firefighters are battling a major blaze in South Africa's National Parliament complex in Cape Town. The country's Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure said Sunday's fire started in a building that houses offices and has spread to the National Assembly building, where South Africa's parliament sits. Ceilings collapsed in the National Assembly, and some offices were gutted. Breaking news at townhall.com. Virginia's launched a mortgage relief program.
The program will help homeowners who have been financially impacted by the pandemic. The state has received more than $250 million through the U.S. Department of the Treasury to provide relief. Applications for the assistance will open up on Monday. Eligible homeowners must have experienced a reduction of income or increase in living expenses after January 21, 2020. They also must currently own and occupy the property as their primary residence. There also are maximum income limits and other eligibility requirements. John Scott reporting.
Police in Maryland say one motorist shot another with a flare gun during a road rage incident. Authorities say the man who was shot suffered minor injuries. Police are searching for the alleged shooter after video showed two men outside their vehicles arguing before the flare went off. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are to cap the year. I'm Doug Steffen, along with DJ Veers, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. We call upon him frequently to come and share his thoughts about the things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And as this is the end of the year, we're going to do a two-hour expanded version. Michael Harrison is not available this week, so we'll take all of the 10 stories from this past year and the people list, and we'll throw in some cultural things, lots of it. Well, all of the things are pretty predictable, I think, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at the list, I'm going to go through the list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't recognize my voice, they say, huh? Who's that guy? So the top stories and the people will go through the list, and then we'll sort of take them apart as we feel. You all have your own lists of what you think are the most important News Talk stories of the year or the most important people. So we'll balance those with the list that Talkers Magazine has come up with. On the story side, at number 10, the death of Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, all the crime and violence going on in our country. At number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran. At number 7, the whole business of problems on the border. Number 6, the First Amendment and social media, how the two play together or don't. Number 5, the voting legislation conversation that's been going on with various bills passed around the country at various times this past year. And that floats into number 4, Black Lives Matter, race relations, that sort of thing. At number three, we still, after a year, talking about January 6th. Number two, the economy and what's going on. This list has been pretty much the same. Number one is COVID, as you might expect. Hasn't this list, I'll ask, go around the room here. Victoria, don't you think the list pretty much has been the same? At least the top seven, eight things here, maybe even top nine things, have shown themselves very frequently through the year.
That's true. Yeah, these are big issues and have a broad reach, and so yeah, I'm not surprised it sort of stayed in the headlines. Not a whole lot, felt like it moved. COVID, of course, number one, and that's just, I think that a lot of the other issues maybe took a back seat almost. I mean, January 6th has gotten a lot of attention, but in 2021, when I think of like BLM and race relations, I think more of 2020 than 2021, but, it's unfortunately these problems have not been solved. That's why they're still on the list.
See. So, John, as a guy who does talk radio every day like we do on WMEL, the existence of these problems, these issues, if we keep going over them and over them and over them, you like to think that they're on the list because the folks at Talkers think there's a new wrinkle to them all the time. But at some point, do they wear out their welcome? Do people get, is there a problem even among those of us who want to have an expansive audience? Like the DJV program in itself does not necessarily focus on these because most of these stories, or many of them, are politically generated, and we're not big into politics, per se. Is it a challenge to you as a regular local sort of talk show host to deal with these things and put them into a column that basically gives a reflective view from the local view? How does COVID impact the Space Coast? How does the economy? I mean, that's how you do in good talk radio programs. They take the national issues and apply them to their local situation, right?
Well, you're absolutely right, Doug, but I also think in general, listeners, at least here on the Space Coast, are pretty much burned out on the stories. They're burned out on the people from this year, or if you want to say this past year. And there's a need for something new to come on the horizon for people to really rally around and talk about, whether it be pro or con or whatever. But the top 10 stories of the year, obviously COVID-19, something that people are dealing with, but they're just tired of. The economy, I think the economy, guys, is something that perhaps, at least here in our area, that's something that people do want to talk about, and they talk about it right now in a very positive manner, because a lot of huge and very big things are happening here on the Space Coast. 2022 is going to be a big year for growth here. So the economy is something that people are very interested in. But as you go down the list, January 6th, race relations, voter legislation, so on and so forth, there's a lot of burnout factor there.
Well, I think that affects who's listening to the radio, frankly, and how they're listening to it. I don't mean to put down the radio stations. That's not my job here at all. It's to encourage people to be listening to this format and get excited. But I sense it, and I've been doing this for a long time, that there's burnout here. I did not go through the people list. I want to do that before we bring Jay in. At number 10 on the people list, Limbaugh. At number 9, the two leaders of China and Russia. At number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is at 5. Mitch McConnell and Pelosi are at 4, tied there. Fauci is 3. Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. Same list all year long, pretty much, right? Joe Manchin, kind of, the newest addition, if you will, to this list. And I think we've all figured that he's probably going to run for president. Might be an interesting candidate, in fact. So Jay from the social media, Jay Kirshner is in charge of our social media on the DJV program and the trending things that we keep our eyes on so that we don't get lost. And that's why I say the trending things that we talk about are not always the things that are in the story list that come from listening to the programs. So I guess, again, is there a disconnect somehow between the people who are hosting programs, what they're talking about, and what some listeners want to hear more about, i.e., the things that are trending that we talk about? What do you have?
COVID-19, there's definitely a lot of engagement regarding any topic throughout the year from COVID-19, whether people are for the masks, against the masks, they believe that COVID is actually happening, they think it's a fake situation, vaccine mandates, that is definitely a hot topic that have people representing every which side on social media coming and saying how they feel. And I think that's kind of, we talk about social media and that's one of the topics on the list, and it can be a bad thing. But it also gives everybody a platform to chime in on the valuable conversations that actually are happening.
But how valuable are their comments? How valuable are the, and this is not prejudicial, because the world of News Talk Radio obviously depends on listener engagement. Talk radio is not like background. Music radio is, for the most part, through most of the day, just background music like a jukebox anymore. The people that own radio stations, big companies, medium-sized companies, have basically ruined the idea of having popular hosts and having fun with jocks that have lots to say about the music or about what's going on, having fun. That's gone for the most part. So then where do we, how do we keep the radio, whether it's news talk or music, how do we keep it vital?
Well, to answer the question on what's valuable, I think that value comes from the eye of the beholder. If you are in, along with one stance, say you're for COVID vaccine mandates, you might not find opposing views very valuable. Or say you're against the mandates, you might not find people who say that they should be happening very valuable.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that is a player in all of this, maybe it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room, are podcasts. Most people who do talk radio programs and some others who are on the radio do a podcast of one sort or another. John, do you, at WMEL, do you fellas who are on the air there, do you have a podcast that you do for the locals?
At the moment, we do not, but that's something in the new year that, we're going to be doing, yes.
Well, but the other side of that is, and again, I'm not trying to shoot the goose here, but it for most people, we do a DJV show, podcast. We even have one of the Talk Radio Countdown show and other things that I do, like the American Family Farmer and the DJV Health Program. But it's basically a synopsis, if you will, of the things that we talk about on the air. And a lot of people who are experts in this area say, are you going to have original content? So I've done a few of those podcasts. And if you don't have a lot of promotion behind you, you're Whistling Dixie. Victoria, you've had this Beauty Pop podcast on the air for a number of years. I didn't on the air, but you've had it available. How many years have you been doing that?
Just a year. We did it. You have to go into it, I think, with a very clear intention. I did it when the pandemic began because I wanted to stay in touch with my friend, and we just had a wonderful escape to talk about pop culture and beauty products every week. So we weren't looking to make money off of it we happened to build a small following of people who liked what we were doing. But you're right, without a big network behind you and promotion and things like that, it's very hard to make a dent because there are just so many podcasts now. So it's tough.
What it's done is make the big companies like iHeart bigger. That's what it is. They keep continuous, like every other industry that we talk about, whether it's the big ag companies that are trying to put the small farmers out of business, whether it's banks, big banks putting little banks out of business, whether it's you pick and choose whatever the industry is, and there's always now it's more prevalent than ever. I think this is one of the big stories with regard to the economy, which is number two on the list. I think the wrinkle here is that so many companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger no matter what the business, and the local mom-and-pop people, and it all maybe started with Walmart, when you think about it, how what used to be when you went through Main Street America and you saw a little drugstore and a hardware store and a supermarket and all,
right.
It's all gone. Walmart's put them all out of business. And that's why for years and years I've always had a bad taste in my mouth, and it's gotten me into trouble on the air because I take shots at them, and they were advertisers, and they decided not to advertise.
A CVS on every corner, too. It's just like a Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's right. It's just all franchises. We're a franchise nation now.
And so everything is the same. We all become the same.
Yep.
And I think there's a danger in that. We need to maybe, when we look ahead to 2022, encourage independent, individual thinking on things instead of this, like what we have is the two sides and that's it. 19 after the hour on the countdown.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kind of the drift that we're in here this morning as we look at the top stories as provided by Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com, and also we put it at the DJVShow.com website as well. Jay Kirshner in social media normally every hour of the program. So what comments? Let's start with entertainment stories that you followed most during this past year. What are people saying about that? Listeners identified nicely by their names. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Randy Hendrickson Hooray. Followed the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and all of the news that was leading up to the trial the most. Cheryl mm-hmm. Grazik's focus is on Betty White turning 100 next month.
Sweet.
So definitely in the camp of let's just look ahead rather than looking backward. Stacey Airey was definitely following some of the stuff that we followed closely. The Britney Spears being freed from her conservatorship, the mm-hmm. Travis Scott Astroworld tragedy where so many fans were crushed, 10 people killed, 300 treated for injuries. It was a whole situation, whole tragedy. And the Rust film set shooting, when Alec Baldwin shot and killed the cinematographer and injured the director.
You put a list together of the biggest pop culture stories of this past year, and on the top of the list is the Britney Spears conservatorship situation, the fact that it ended, but all of the things which really started this past summer, right?
Well, the first really big thing was when Britney, on June 23rd, she called out her 13-year conservatorship as abusive. She commented that she'd been wanting to get out. She would have fought harder a lot sooner, but she didn't know that that was even an option. She, the Bessemer Trust, who was part of her conservatorship, they asked the judge to withdraw. The judge granted that approval, also granted Britney's request to hire on her own attorney to represent her. Her manager of 25 years goes away. Pretty much all of the rats started running away from the sinking ship. And then by November 12th, Judge Penny terminated the entire conservatorship.
But there's still back and forth, even in December, between the family and Britney or various members of the family. Wasn't it not that long ago the father was trying to get Britney or her money to pay his legal bill, right?
Yeah, he still wants her to pay the bill of all of his legal fees, which she was doing under the conservatorship. So you have to think about this. She was paying for her own legal team representing her as well as the legal team fighting her during the conservatorship. So she was putting the bill for everything. And she's going to drag down everybody, and as she should, her father, her brother, who had, there was claims of him being kind of abusive even before the conservatorship even started. Her mom and her sister, whether they had more of a hand in all of this or if they were just, you know, kept quiet and they're guilty for that as well.
We should have a list, a year-end list of top 10 scum buckets of the year, and her father would be right there along with the guy that runs China and Putin and that bunch. All right, food for thought. We continue. It's 28 past the hour.
The top radio countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago.
At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Nick. I host Poke the Hornet's Nest. 1 week from this Sunday, I'll be on at 8 a.m. Hear what's going on in Reading.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Joy. I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just 4 simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 at the hour. This is the DJV Show's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown, the things that are published every week by Talkers Magazine and every year, the annual list. We're all about that. As we have some luminaries from the DJV program here. Jay Kirshner in charge of social media. Victoria Keelan in charge of herself and her own thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend John Harper, who's here from WMEL. So we're taking apart the list. And, you know, it always wraps itself around the biggest news stories of the year. But you asked Jay on our social media, all of our social media, your questions about the news stories that people listening follow during the year. You want to give us a roundup of what some of the listeners have said, what's most important to them, and what they followed the most.
Lynn Hafner has been following news of the COVID vaccine mandates the most, where Joanne Clawfley followed the stories around the Cuomo brothers. Both of them have really been going through it. Mm-hmm. Gianne Morales followed the Kyle Rittenhouse trial the most. Chris Burton says the biggest news story for him was Americans being left in Afghanistan.
So, isn't it interesting?
When you look back at everything, it did not feel like that much stuff happened this year until you really start putting everything together and you're like, oh, that was this year, that was this year, too, that was this year.
I, like, forgot about Afghanistan until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
It's just the news cycle burns so quickly that Afghanistan was a big, big story, and then it just completely
went away. Well, the
Cuomo
brothers were. The Cuomo brothers thing is a big story.
Now I'm in the New York, New Jersey area. I thought maybe it would be bigger here than nationally, but it was a national story for sure.
And
I mean,
some of these other trials.
List, I added that one for sure.
Think about all the trials that took place this year. The wrap of the Ghislaine Maxwell thing just happened. The Potter trial. The Minneapolis. Dwayne, what's his face? Derek Chauvin. I just push these names out of my brain.
Derek Chauvin, and I know that it's hard to have just 10 names, for the year on the talkers list. But if it was expanded, I mean, there are a lot of names that I certainly would add, Derek Chauvin being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that was the case. And what about other names? Any other names that pop in to our surveillance? Basically, this, John, this is a surveillance. We're in the surveillance mode. And I'm thinking about Dr. Fauci. And the fact he's on the list, but all of the things around I'm looking at this South African doctor who's had, at least in the last month or so of the year, has been very important to the whole story of Omicron and that. Where does that lead us? What's going to be next? And people say, well, what's next after this one? One of the things, as a matter of fact, about that I've heard from a lot of people that stirred the pot the last week or so, maybe in the last couple of days, is the fact that if you get, I think we talked about this on the DJV program, if you get Omicron, the antibodies will protect you from any other variant of the COVID. Whereas if you get Delta, it won't. It'll only protect you from the Delta variant, which I find very interesting. So there are some people, didn't we talk about this, or was I talking to some friends about this, that are actually going out trying to get...
Well, I don't know any... You and I were joking about that yesterday off the air, but I don't know that anyone who's actively trying to get it, because you don't know what variant you're going to get. But it would be nice to get Omicron if you're going to get it, right? You want to get Omicron.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Yeah, can you pick and choose?
It would be nice to get
Because it has the mildest symptoms, but it gives you the protection against Delta, which is so bizarre that this virus is so crazy. You would think that Delta, which is still hospitalizing people, right? Delta is
a lot of people,
and
most
people
in the hospital
dying,
that are having a problem with the virus Most people
Delta.
Who are in the hospital are Delta.
Yeah.
It's not
and
Omicron.
People are
people
still dying
from
Delta.
Omicron.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you would think that as a more serious variant would provide the antibodies that you would need to go up against Omicron. And it's just, it's the other way around. So the milder one is the one that's giving you the boost, and it's like by 1,000% of the antibodies that you need to fight off Delta. It's just, it's this virus is just so, it's wild.
And
it really
but
is.
Remember, that, there were some anti-vaxxers who deliberately tried to get COVID-19 when it originally came on the scene, and
yeah.
they thought it would do nothing. They ended up dying from it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's a separate this is a focus on talk radio. I can come up with the names of at least three guys who were talk radio hosts who died this year, and they all were on the air talking about how the it was a joke, it was a bad thing
it was
to
a
take
hoax.
This.
They love to say that. It's all a hoax.
And then Phil Valentine was probably the best known, although Mark Bernier was big in your area, John. And they were on the air talking about how, what a waste it was or what a joke it was. And then after the fact, Phil said, you should get a shot. I think I don't remember that Mark Bernier said that. He got so sick so fast, I don't think he said anything. He went downhill like a rock.
Yeah, yeah, I couldn't believe that in the Daytona Beach area. He had been there for, I think, well over 20 years, maybe 30.
Yeah, he was from New York. He went down there from Providence, if I'm remembering correctly, and he wanted to live down there. He's a
nice
good guy. Yeah, good guy.
Nice guy. Did it.
Phil
did
was
a good
too.
Talk show and very tragic loss.
Yep. Yeah. And who's the other one that I can't remember? There's one other one who was.
There was a third big one, right? It was Phil Valentine.
And prattling.
Yeah, there was another. Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say. Maybe out in Arizona or somewhere out west. I feel like that's where maybe they were. There were a lot of them, and it was unfortunate that people take a stand on this stuff and they don't realize it until their loved ones are left without them. That's really what it comes down to.
What it points out, and this is a dangerous thing for me to say, probably. it really points out how ridiculous some of the talk radio machinations have been, and what people think they have to do in order to get an audience.
Well, that's
and
true.
Yeah. Maybe, sticking to this tripe about it's Trump's virus where the Democrats said, I'm not getting a shot because it's Trump's shot. I mean, what stupidity. That's really it. When you get right down to it, there's no
well,
lack
I'm a Democrat, and I lined up for the shot. So,
yeah.
And every other Democrat
well, I know.
But
what difference does it make whether you're a Democrat or Republican?
Doesn't
under
matter.
The circumstances.
Right.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
And all these lines in the sand that have been drawn, all it does is it's an artificial creation of trouble, which we don't need. If you look back, John, I was talking earlier about the astrological impact of where we are right now and how this last 12, 13 years, starting in 2008, when there are cycles that were pointed right toward danger, and we all know since 2008 the world has been miserable in many respects.
Yeah.
Monetarily, the physical health and well-being. The fact that our country's death rate has brought down the average age that a person would live to by a year, by a year and a half. Think about that. In 2 years, a year and a half has been taken. The average in 2018 or 19 was like 78.5 or 6, and now it's 77. In 2 years, with all of this stuff, we've lost a year and a half on the average age that an American will live to. That's
just
pretty
from COVID
astounding.
Deaths, right?
Mostly it's COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly it's COVID. But there are a lot of other people who are getting, if you really want to dig into it, medical care sucks now for a lot of people. They can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have access to it. And so people are getting sick. And because, once again, just like everything else, these big, huge corporations are buying up all the hospitals, and they're deciding who's going to get what kind of treatment, what the
That's
relationship
so
is going to be between you and your insurance company.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, I think you look at that as a definite cause, not the only cause, but a definite cause, as to why we have the spiraling negative impact of people dying earlier. It's just, at some point in time, I'm a capitalist through and through, but at some point, And I think that if I look back at Biden, I'm not a fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he's done, it's like Trump. I could do without his personality, but he did a lot of good things as president. Biden's done some good things, like wanting to curb the impact of all these big businesses, especially in agriculture, where big ag is really limiting your health and well-being as well by limiting your choices for food. Whether you realize it or not, there are four major companies that control the seed supply, what you can, you know, the choices that you have, where you can grow the stuff. It's pretty serious. And then,
well, and the right to repair, right? You couldn't even fix your own tractor.
Right.
Can't fix your own car. If you're a small farmer, how does that even, how does that not put you out of business?
It does. It's exactly what it is. It's what Big Ag wants, to put all the little guys out of business so they can then decide what the prices are going to be for the food that we eat. We all see what's happened because of COVID to the price of food. Look at the price of food today at the end of 2021 versus the price of food at the end of 2020. It's up 20%. Sometimes more, depending on what you're buying. So these are all important, critical things that we've been talking about during the course of the year that I think need not to be forgotten, frankly, in the overall, you know, the world that we live in, kind of. So, Jay, you also have been asking for New Year's resolutions and what people may have for goals, and we'll get to that as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top stories for the year 2021 in our focus as we have our discussions this week. And on the list at number 10, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 9, all of the stories, all the conversation, all the focus on crime and violence, defunding the police, etc. Number 8, our relationship with the folks that are not so friendly with us anymore, and we're not so friendly with them, the Chinese and the Russians. Number 7, immigration and border problems. Number 6, social media and how it's impacted by the First Amendment, or vice versa. Voting legislation, Black Lives Matter, sort of tied together 5 and 4. And at number 3, the January 6th fiasco. Number 2, the economy and our focus on that, which doesn't seem to sync with a lot of other things that are being touted in our country. And COVID, obviously, is number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow. That's serious
extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. I lovingly refer to him, well, not so lovingly, as Bad Vlad or Pukin Putin. Number 8, I don't even like to mention this guy's name, Xi. All right, Xi Jinping. All right, 7 is Kamala Harris. 6 is Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, number 3. Trump is 2, and Biden's 1. One looks at that list and wonders out loud, how many of those people on the list are going to run for president in 2024? Pretty much every American that's on that list, so from 7 to the top of the list, Harris, Manchin, DeSantis, McCarthy, Pelosi, Trump, probably not Pelosi, but the rest of them are probably all running, right? Very interesting list as we try to make things interesting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we're moving into another world, another zone here. Lots of things going on. You can hear the stimulus from the people on the DJV program as we overview the top stories from News Talk Radio this past year, according to Talkers Magazine, the list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here. John Harper from WMEL. The vaccine, the anti-vaxxers and Ivanka, say it again, Doug. Ivanka. Her too. John, one of the locals down there, they're taking shots at her. I mean, Trump got the shot, so yeah. What are they taking?
It's kind of interesting in the fact that it was publicized that she received her her shot. I don't know if it was a booster or her first vaccination shot. And
the anti-vaxxers.
I think it's her booster. Yeah.
The booster, yeah.
Yeah. The anti-vaxxers have been all over her thinking that she has now betrayed them for getting that shot.
But she got the I used to follow her on Instagram. She got the shot as soon as she was in the age category to get it.
Yeah.
I think Ivanka and I got the shot at like the same week, the first one, and then the second one. So this is old news if the anti-vaxxers are just discovering that Ivanka's got the vaccine. It's like they need to read more in many ways.
Well, there are a lot of intelligent people, a lot of friends of mine, some very dear friends who are very intelligent, just think that it's the end of the world, and the vaxxers are getting, you know, I don't know, it just is befuddling, frankly. But we respect everybody's point of view. That's an important part of what's going on here. All right. Thank you, folks. We'll continue with this. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. If you live anywhere that gets near freezing, winterizing your home is a must. And while the process may seem daunting, preparing now will keep you and your home warm, dry, and protected throughout the winter. Home renovation and improvement expert Anthony Carino has more.
Preventive maintenance is the key to winterizing your home. This kind of due diligence can help you stop air leaks, improve your indoor air quality, optimize your home's energy usage, and, of course, keep you comfortable. It's important to check your insulation and seals, change your HVAC air filters, program your thermostats, and power up your furnace.
While you can certainly knock off a few of the smaller steps yourself, it never hurts to call in a professional, often saving yourself time and potentially money in the long run.
Whether you need a system tune-up, a repair, or replacement, you should contact your local trained residential comfort specialist now to ensure your home has what it needs.
To learn more, visit trane.com/residential. That's T-R-A-N-E.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. As we end the year, we have the top items from the world of technology. We normally do that at this point every week. Top five items from the week. I wonder how many of these would be cast in stone if we were looking at the top five of the year. There's always, I think, starting out with number five, the focus on the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, which is next week, has always been a big draw, right? So it would be something that might appear on an annual list. So what's the scoop, the latest scoop on the CES?
Well, CES is still happening as of now, but their attendance is really dwindling, and especially with the major brands like Microsoft and Google and Intel, and T-Mobile and Lenovo and TikTok and Meta, which is Facebook, they've all backed out, so they're going to be doing some sort of a virtual presentation rather than being in person. Now, it was a pretty big blow to the CES organizers. However, they said what did happen was that they have more people signing up who are from smaller and medium-sized companies. So there may be more exposure for those smaller companies, which would be really great for this year. So we'll see how it ends up. And, you know, CES is always fun, even if you're not that familiar with it. Whenever you see a TV news report and you see all, like, the cool gadgets that come out of CES, it's always fun to see what the next trends will be.
Well, on the DJD program, we're going to keep up with it like we usually do. Holland Cook, who goes there every year for us, is going to report every day, and so is our car guy, Nick Miles. He'll be there, so all of that, we'll keep up with it. And there will be a lot of different people there, and that'll be kind of cool, different companies.
I think Chrysler is planning on unveiling their first electric SUV at CES.
Yes,
so it's interesting how cars and tech have now completely meshed
come together
into one category.
They are. Think about it. All right, number four, the distrust of Facebook. This isn't just this week. So how is this all pulling together?
So we know that Americans, Americans use social media. Most Americans use Facebook. But 64% in a new poll say that the government needs to do more to rein in these big tech companies. People are caught, you know, they don't want to get rid of Facebook because they feel like they're not going to be connected to family and friends anymore. And they have 3 billion monthly users around the world. But most Americans are very skeptical, especially with Facebook. That came in at the top or bottom, however you want to say it. 72% of respondents said they just don't trust Facebook at all with their data and privacy. TikTok was second, which was kind of surprising, followed by Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, Apple, and then Amazon was on the sort of better end of the spectrum. More people seem to trust Amazon than Facebook.
Number three on our list of the top five is a focus on Apple and their AirTags.
Yeah, this is certainly a story that's been building and building for the last few months. Apple's AirTags are being used for all sorts of nefarious reasons, from stealing cars to stalking women coming, you know, in and out of bars. It's been really bad, and a lot of local police departments across the country are seeing such an influx in these crimes. The best thing you can do is if you've parked your car in a public spot, especially if you have a newer car. It doesn't need to be a high-end car, but if it's a newer car, car thieves are stealing anything that they can that's new. Just, you want to make sure if you have an iPhone, make sure that you check on your Bluetooth to see what's connected. And if it's an AirTag that you don't own, go right to the police station because you probably won't be able to find it on the car yourself. Do not drive home because someone is watching you.
Somebody's watching. Yeah. Number two, an apology from Intel to China.
Yeah, this was pretty outrageous. This did not make a lot of people happy this week. Intel issued an apology to their Chinese partners and customers after they told local suppliers that they would not be using labor or goods sourced from the country's Xinjiang region, which is where the Uyghur Muslims are being, you know, forced into camps and forced labor. And so then Intel, after going along with all this, which, by the way, was a bill that was signed by President Biden that no American company is allowed to import anything from this region unless the region can prove, unless this the company can prove that forced labor was not used. Well, that's almost impossible to do. So, but Intel has $20 billion a year in business with the Chinese market, and they employ 10,000 Chinese people. So after agreeing to this legally, they went back on and essentially apologized to China. They took out all of the clauses that they had originally had put in their letter, and so the White House clearly not happy about this. Jen Psaki said American companies should never feel the need to apologize for standing up for human rights. So
number one,
not good.
T-Mobile cyber attack.
Yep, T-Mobile cyber attack. This is another one. If you have T-Mobile, it's pretty simple. This was not a widespread one, but it could still affect your data. So just contact T-Mobile and see what they're doing to rectify it. Always check your credit reports. Keep an eye on that just to make sure no one's opened anything in your name.
So much of that crap going on in the name of technology and advancement. Yucca bunga. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstra. President Biden ended the year with low approval ratings.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll on the last day of 2021 shows that 42% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. 57% disapprove. The latest figures include 22% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Biden is doing and 47% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 25. At the same time in his presidency, former President Donald Trump had a 44% approval rating, 2 points higher than President Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Wintry weather combined with pandemic is frustrating air travelers still trying to get home from the holidays and finds their flights have been canceled or delayed. Sunday afternoon, over 2,500 flights and over 4,000 worldwide had been canceled following Saturday's cancellations of some 27,000 flights. When it comes to foreign policy initiatives in 2022, President Biden has nowhere to go but up. That's the opinion, anyway, of military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who says the president will have to keep a close eye out on his counterpart, Russian President Putin's intentions in 2022.
Mr. Putin has made it clear from the very beginning of his presidency that he has every intention of reuniting the Russo-Ukrainian era. And, of course, that really harkens back to the old imperial Russia.
McGinnis spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network. South Korea's military says an unidentified person crossed the heavily fortified border into North Korea Saturday night. The person was earlier spotted by surveillance equipment at the eastern portion of the border known as the Demilitarized Zone, but avoided capture by South Korean troops. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
U.S. airlines are asking the Federal Communications Commission to delay next week's scheduled rollout of new 5G wireless service near dozens of major airports, saying it could interfere with electronics that pilots rely on. Correspondent Ken Lorand has details.
Airlines for America, a trade group for large U.S. passenger and cargo carriers, says in an emergency filing that the FCC has failed to adequately consider the harm that 5G service could do to the industry. The group wants more time for the FCC and the FAA, which regulates airlines, to resolve issues around aviation safety related to a type of 5G service called C-band.
AT&T and Verizon Communications previously agreed to a one-month delay in 5G, which provides faster speeds when mobile devices connect to their network and allows users to connect many devices to the Internet without slowing it down. More at townhall.com. The state of New York says it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply.
New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plans to distribute the treatments such as monoclonal antibody treatment and antiviral pills. The department says, quote, one such risk factor is being a race or ethnicity that is not white due to a longstanding systematic health and social inequities, unquote. Political commentators spoke out. Hugh Hewitt asked, do you believe state action based in any way on race is constitutional? Jim Hansen said, this is discrimination by skin color, and Carol Markowitz responded, white people need not apply. Patrick Frost reporting.
Bill and Melinda Gates announced in May they were divorcing, then gave a jaw-dropping $15 billion to their foundation in July. The money to bolster its endowment and support the grantmaker's work in global health and a number of other issues. More at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a Jack Benny episode from shortly after the beginning of the new year. Then later on, we'll have a New Year's Eve-themed offering from The Red Skelton Show. Over his nearly quarter of a century on radio, Jack Benny always presented memorable shows around the holidays. Here on When Radio Was, we've certainly shared with you a number of his Christmas programs, as well as ones from Thanksgiving, Easter, and even Valentine's Day, which also happened to have been Jack's birthday. Well, right now we have a great episode airing in early January of 1946, which takes us back to the Rose Bowl from that year, as Jack and the gang attend the college football battle between Alabama and USC.
Listen for Sarah Verner as Jack's waitress girlfriend, Gladys Zabisco. Also listen for the very first appearance of the long-running character, Mr. Kitzel, who plays a hot dog salesman at the game. This is from January 6th of 46.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since this is our first program of the new year, I'd like to bring you a man who has made two important resolutions. The first resolution was to give every member of his cast a raise. The second resolution was to forget the first one. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Yep. Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, I thought that was a very unfunny introduction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to think it was very funny.
Well, I don't care what you think. You know, you may not know this, Don, but you can get brand new, shiny 1946 announcers without waiting for Detroit to make up its mind. You know, I wouldn't mind having a thin announcer for a change. I'm getting pretty sick of looking at a pot that big without flowers in it. So just... Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Happy New Year, Don.
Well, same to you, Mary.
Hey, what about me? Aren't you going to thank me for the swell time I showed you New Year's Eve at that nightclub?
Yeah, but next time, let's not go home at 11:30.
Now, Mary, you know very well that we didn't get home till daybreak. Boy, was I raring.
You should have seen him, Don. Jack drank one bottle of Coca-Cola, jumped up on the chandelier, beat his chest, and yelled, "Look at me, I'm Tarzan."
Yes, sir.
And he fooled everybody if he hadn't opened his shirt.
Oh, yeah, well, how about that Tarzan yell I gave?
That wasn't a Tarzan yell. You sat on a hot light bulb.
Now, Mary.
And then he drank another bottle of Coca-Cola without a chaser yet.
I can have a little fun, Candy. Anyway, I was the life of the party.
You were nothing but a big show-off.
I was not a show-off.
Then why did you ask the waiter to throw you out?
I just did that for a gag. Now, Mary, you know very well we had a marvelous time. We danced all evening.
Okay, I had a marvelous time.
You're darn too.
Say, Mary, is Jack a good dancer?
I don't know. It's the first time I ever did the minuet.
Oh, stop, will you? You've done the minuet before.
Yeah, but not while the band was playing Cow Cow Boogie.
Mary, now, on New Year's Eve, you gotta let yourself go.
Say, Jack, what'd you do at the stroke of 12?
What did he do? He said, Happy New Year, took an aspirin, and passed out.
Well, I wasn't out long, sister. And, Don, when I came to, I went around and kissed every woman in the place.
You did?
Yeah. And Mary was so jealous, she tried to stop me.
I wasn't jealous. I was only trying to tell you the place was closed and those women were mopping up.
I was wondering why they all wore up sweep hairdos. Anyway, let's forget about me. How about you, Don? Did you have a good time New Year's Eve?
I sure did, Jack. At the stroke of 12, I crawled out of the fireplace and filled all the stockings with toys.
Fill the stockings with toys? On New Year's Eve? Don, you were 7 days late.
I know. I was stuck in the chimney.
Well, that's terrible. You could have fallen down and hurt yourself.
Yes, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Well, I'm glad you what?
I was in the chimney, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Don, I have an arrangement with Abbott and Costello. We leave them alone, and they leave us. Well, So let's try it. Well, hello, Larry. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jack.
Jack? Why, Larry, what's come over you? You've always called me Mr. Benny.
Well, don't you remember? On New Year's Eve, you said I could stop calling you Mr. Benny and call you Jack.
When did I tell you that?
Right after your second Coke.
You mean before the aspirin tablet? Well, Larry, I still like the idea of you calling me Mr. Benny. I mean, it adds a little dignity to the program and shows you have respect for me.
Do you want me to call you Mr. Benny, too?
No, that won't be necessary, Mary.
Gee, I can call him Jack.
And now, folks...
Wait till the girls at the May Company hear about this.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get smart, Miss Livingston.
Oh, do call me Mary.
Now, cut that out! Come on, Larry, let's have your song. Now, Mary, you behave yourself, will you?
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high. And somewhere a bird who is bound to be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Falling, falling in.
For singing, sung by Larry Stevens. And very good, Larry. By the way, kid, you made a record of that song, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's a great number. I'd like to have one of those records, Larry.
Well, why don't you buy one, Mr. Benny? It only costs 75 cents.
Well, I thought about buying one, kid, but you see, I just wanted your song, and the record has something else on the other side, you see, so I didn't feel like paying for both sides.
Maybe they'll slice it for you.
No, I asked them. And you should have heard...
Hello, Donzie. Hiya, Livy. And a good evening to you, Mr. Benny.
What? Mr. Benny, Phil, what's that?
One of my New Year's resolutions. Respect for the boss. I made it on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's a nice resolution.
They told me I made it, and I'm going to keep it.
I thought so. Phil, I never saw a guy like you. You keep going to parties, but you never know what happened. You can't even remember if you've had a good time.
Jackson, when I get up the next morning, brush my teeth, and the bristles fall out of the toothbrush, I know I had a good time.
Stay tuned. We've got more Jack Benny coming up right after these messages.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
No rain today. Paper was so wet I could hardly read. So don't be too sure about USC losing.
Jackson, are you crazy? 90,000 people were at that game and saw Alabama win.
I don't care if 100,000 people saw. I'm not taking the word of a lot of strangers. That's the way rumors get started. I'm not taking anybody's word.
That's why Jack went to Europe last summer. He wanted to make sure the war was over.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to Japan yet, so he's still got his house blacked out.
Harry, let's drop the whole... I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, you know I'm on the air. What did you call for?
It's about Nottingham, your new English butler. He must be crazy.
What's the matter now?
When you left the house this morning, did you tell him to take the Christmas tree off the grand piano, cut it up into little pieces, and burn it?
Yeah, did it fit in the fireplace?
Oh, but the keyboard.
Rochester, do you mean to say that Nottingham damaged my grand piano?
Damaged it? Boss, you know in front where it says Steinway & Sons?
Yes.
Well, the fellow's in business for himself now.
Oh, my God. Rochester, why didn't you stop him?
Stop him, schmuck him. He wouldn't listen to me.
But my grand piano, it's ruined.
I told you I saved the keyboard.
The keyboard? Why would you just say that?
Boss, you know how I feel about ivory.
I should have known. Well, Rochester, did anything else happen?
Not until the fireman got there.
The fireman?
Yeah, when Nottingham threw the pen in the fireplace, the flames shot up all over the roof.
Well, did the firemen put it out?
They sure did. I went outside and watched them. They climbed up a ladder, stuck a hole down the chimney, and turned it on full force.
Uh-huh.
And, boss, I couldn't understand how a chimney could hold so much water till I opened the front door.
What?
That tide hit me so hard, I thought Frank Thomas was coaching it.
Don't tell me the house was flooded.
Flooded? You know that picture of Whistler's mother you got in the library?
Yes.
Well, the frame's still there, but she's in the living room diving for pennies.
Rochester, stop with the jokes. Did you save my parrot?
Boss, the last time I saw your parrot, he was sailing down the hall in your dirty hat shouting, Mr. Christian, come here!
Oh, don't be so silly. Now, let the water out the back door. We might as well water the garden while we've got it.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What happened, Jack?
What always happens when I leave the house? Come on, Phil, let's have a band number. Snow, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey, Jackson, come on. How about paying me that dough you owe me on the Rose Bowl game?
Well, I told you, I didn't see the game.
But Jack, you said you went to the Rose Bowl. How come you didn't see the game?
Well...
I'll tell you, Don.
He wouldn't be interested.
Yes, I would. What happened, Mary?
Oh.
Well, Jack had tickets for the game, and he told Phil and me to meet him in front of Tunnel 16 at 1:30.
1:30. What is that?
Well, when Phil and I got to the bowl, Jack wasn't there yet. So we waited and waited. You should have seen the crowd down. There were thousands of people pushing and shoving. come on, Phil. Let's go in.
We can't, Libby. We got to wait for Jackson. He's got the tickets. Why didn't he come with us?
Well, you know how romantic Jack is. He's bringing his girlfriend, Gladys Zbyszko, to the game.
Yeah, she's a pretty cute kid when she's all dressed up. You know, I think Jackson's kind of stuck on that little waitress.
Yeah, but he's getting indifferent now that meat rationing is over. You know him.
Hey, Mary, look. Here comes Jackson and Gladys now.
Gee, Gladys, I never saw you look so nice. You're sure pretty when you get all dolled up.
Thanks, Speedy.
I mean it. Boy, am I lucky I met you.
Ain't it the truth?
That's fate for you. You know, I'd never have met you if I hadn't been hungry that night. Yeah, I'll never forget. I was driving along looking for a place to eat, and I drove right past Ciro's and the Trocadero and the Macambo. And it was just fate that made me turn into Simon's Drive-In. And there, like a vision of loveliness, you came toward me. Gee, you smelled so good.
Yeah, it was chicken gumbo night.
Uh-huh. 25 cents a bowl. A meal in itself. Oh, look, Gladys, there's Mary and Phil. Well, here we are, kids. Gladys, you know Mary, don't you?
Sure. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Gladys. Gee, that's a pretty fur. Did you trap it yourself?
I should say not. Speedy ran over it on the way out here.
Gladys.
Hit it again, Jackson. It's still wiggling.
Don't be funny. Gladys meant that it slipped off her shoulder and ran over it accidentally. Didn't you, Gladys?
You tell him, big boy. You got the lips for it.
Yeah. Come on, kids. Here's our gate. Let's go in.
Tickets. Hold your own stubs, please.
Here you are.
Oh, hello, Gladys.
Hello, Eddie.
What's the special tonight?
Beet soup and boiled potatoes.
Oh, come on, Gladys. Forget business for a while.
Okay, Stevie.
Here's tunnel 16 over this way, Jackson.
Now, let's stick together.
Say, Gladys, you still work at the Shamrock Cafe?
No, I'm back at the drive-in. Speedy thought I ought to be outside where it's healthy again.
Darn right. What's the use of being in California if you can't enjoy the sun?
Yeah, but I sure wish I could get off the night shift.
You will, honey. Just save your tips. That's all.
I do, but every time I get a little ahead, you want to go to a movie or something?
Well, it won't always be that way.
Hey, look who's here. Hiya, Gladys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lefty.
Lefty? You know everybody, don't you?
That's Lefty Flanagan. What a sport. He always orders a la carte.
Don't talk to him.
But Lefty's a big tipper.
Oh. Hiya, Lefty. Now, let's see. Where do we...
Hey, look, there's a hot dog stand. Let's make with the mustard.
Yeah, want a hot dog, Gladys?
I'm not hungry right now. You can get me one when we're inside.
Better get one now, Gladys. You know Speedy.
That's Speedy. All right, I'll go over and buy the hot dog. You kids wait here so you won't get lost. Huh? Hey, mister, 4 hot dogs, please.
Yes, sir. Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like him and they're all red hot. World Cup is coming up.
How much are they?
3 cents apiece.
3 cents?
Uh-huh.
Why do you sell them so cheap?
Taste them.
Oh, say, do they look... They do look like pretty tough weenies.
Tough. What suitcase handles they would make.
They still look good to me. Give me 4.
What kind of mustard do you want on them?
What kind?
Well, I got strong, mild, and Christmas night.
Oh, mild, I guess.
Okay, here you are. 4 hot dogs covered with mild mustard.
Thanks. Gee, they're kind of messy. Haven't you got some rolls to put them in?
With rolls, it's 5 cents. With pickles, it's 10 cents. With relish, it's 15 cents. And with bicarbonate of soda, you couldn't afford it.
Well, just give me the roll.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like them in the roll.
Yes. Here you are, kids. Take your hot dog.
Thanks. Gee, I'm thirsty. What are we going to drink with our hot dog?
Here you are, Gladys.
Put that back in your pocket. Now, let's go in.
Stubbs, please. Let's see the numbers on your stubs.
Here you are.
Right this way. Just follow me. Oh, hello, Gladys.
Why, hello, Nick. How are things?
Fine. I'm on parole now.
Come on. Show us our seat. Hey, listen to the cheering section.
L-S-M-T, L-S-M-T, M-C-K-I-E-S, Lucky!
Hey, these seats are okay, aren't they, kid?
Yeah, right on the 40-yard line.
Hey, Jackson, care to make a little bet on the game?
Okay, Phil, you take Alabama, I'll take USC.
Hiya, pal. Is this seat taken, old pal,
Oh, great. Look, mister, how about sitting someplace else?
No, thanks. I never touch it.
This would happen to me.
How much do you want to bet, Jackson?
How much do? Any amount you say, brother. Just name it.
Okay, $50.
$50? Okay, it's a bet.
We must be sitting higher than I thought.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum, peanuts, popcorn. Hello, Gladys, chewing gum.
Oh, hello, Mizen.
For goodness sake, Gladys, must you say hello?
Quiet. I want to hear the game.
The game hasn't started yet.
No, thanks, I never touch it.
Gee, they're a husky bunch of fellas.
Yeah, listen to that crowd.
Here they come running right past us.
Hello, Gladys! Gladys!
But Speedy, dear, the boys on the USC team always eat at the drive-in. They voted me Miss Pigskin of 1945.
I don't care what they voted you.
Gosh, what a crowd.
Yeah, I'll bet there's 90,000 people here.
Oh, that's terrible. 90,000 people without a home.
What are you talking about?
This housing shortage is terrible.
Look, they've got homes. They're here for the game.
Oh, you're just saying that because I'm your pal.
You're not my pal. I never saw you before in my life.
No, thanks. I never touched you.
Hey,
Jackson, look, here comes the Alabama team.
Hey, those Alabama fellas look pretty good, don't they, Gladys?
They sure do.
Gladys, you all? That's the last straw. I'm leaving. I'm not even going to stay and see the game. And let me tell you something else, Gladys. You and I are through. Our engagement is broken. Goodbye.
But, Speedy, if you're breaking our engagement, what about the ring?
I'm not giving it back to you. Goodbye.
So there you are, Don. That's exactly what happened at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, 3 weeks from tonight on January 27th, we will announce the winners of the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest.
Mary, I wish you'd stop telling Don everything that happens to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I won't do it again.
Okay. Say, Mary, how would you like to go out to dinner now, and later we'll go dancing?
No, not while you're wearing Gladys's ring.
Well, I can't get it off. Good night, folks.
That episode was from January 6, 1946. The Rose Bowl that year was won by the Alabama Crimson Tide, 34-14, over a school basically playing on its home field, the University of Southern California. In the role of Mr. Kitzel, the hot dog salesman, was Artie Auerbach. It was his first appearance as the character on the Jack Benny program, but he had been playing that role since 1937 over on the Al Pierce Show and also on Phil Baker's variety radio program. Before comedy, Auerbach spent time as a professional news photographer, even covering the famous Lindbergh kidnapping case. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, a New Year's Eve-themed episode starring another comedian, Red Skelton. Known as Old Man Winter, it will begin right after this break.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 doo-wop hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dionne and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you
get 100 doo-wop hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Your phone is full of germs on the screen and case. Well, CleanPhone is about the size of a toaster, where you simply drop your phone in and it uses ultraviolet light, or UVC, to kill the surface germs. Ronan Bennin from CleanPhone explains.
It's like a touchless toaster with sensors that detect the phone so that nobody has to ever touch the CleanPhone device. A single sanitation cycle cleans all around the nooks and crannies of the entire phone, as well as all the surfaces.
But is CleanPhone effective against COVID-19?
So the CleanPhone safely uses powerful UVC light to eliminate 99.99% of viruses and bacteria living on phones. The dose of UVC that the CleanPhone emits is enough to deactivate COVID-19.
Head over to glistener.com to check it out. That's GLISSNER.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and time for yet another New Year's Eve-themed comedy. It's from the final day of the year, 1946. And Rod O'Connor will tell you the name of the star right now.
Red Skelton! Thank you very much, and Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, 46, and we're glad to get rid of you. 903, Rod.
903, Red. Well, Red, here it is, New Year's Eve.
Oh, it can't be.
Why?
You're still standing up.
Ah, just a minute, Red. I'll have you know I don't imbibe.
Oh?
I celebrate New Year's Eve by listening to the radio, and then at 12 o'clock I have a warm glass of milk and go to bed.
That's fine. Forrest Lawn heard about you ever?
Well, how are you going to bring the new year in, Red?
I got nothing to do with it. I'll stand there and it'll come on its own. You know, I got a hunch that 47 is my year to win the Academy Award.
You mean next year?
No, when I'm 47.
Well, I sure hope it doesn't rain like it did at Christmas time.
Yeah, you know, the Chamber of Commerce out here in California was really wonderful to everyone. They gave them a pool in their backyard.
Say, by the way, Red, how do you like that Cocker Spaniel puppy that Vern and I gave you for Christmas?
Oh, he's a corker, he is. He's wonderful. He knows more tricks. How did you ever teach him to tear up a rug like that?
Well, what do you call a dog?
I'm going to call him 1946. If he doesn't behave, he's going out tonight.
Oh, by the way, here's a New Year's greeting from our sponsor, Mr. Rawley.
Oh, yeah, a telegram, too. Oh, he's a sly one, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He sent it at 9:03 a.m. It says, 1946 was filled with hope. Let's see if we can make 1947 filled with skeleton. Please, there's two ways to take that applause.
So you going to make New Year's Eve resolutions, Red?
Yeah, I'm making the first resolution. I'm not going to punch any tigers in the mouth this year.
What kind of a resolution is that? You never have punched a tiger in the mouth.
I know, but I'm going to have a resolution this year that I can keep.
You go to the Rose Bowl game tomorrow?
The guy that wrote that's no longer with us.
You go to the Rose Bowl game tomorrow?
Am I going to the Rose Bowl? I'm going to watch the game from my front porch.
You can't see anything from there. You live 30 miles away.
It's closer than those $50 bargains they're selling out. And now my mother, Anita Ellis, will sing for sentimental reasons.
Back with more of Red Skelton after this short break.
Beautiful inside. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a peacock was bragging and being condescending to a crane. The crane, awkward looking as he was, however, was not fazed by the taunting that the peacock did. In fact, when the peacock was done with his soliloquy about how much better he thought he was than the crane because of his spectacular beauty, the crane simply looked at him with compassion and said, "I'm sorry that we can't stay here to hear more about your excellence, but the wolves are coming, so if you'd like, I'd be happy to help carry you through the sky away from danger." But the peacock was too proud to accept the crane's help, so he scoffed at his offer. Of course, as the wolves descended upon him, the peacock finally realized that maybe life isn't about how beautiful you are on the outside, because inner beauty is what really matters. For support cultivating your inner world, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
So the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under $20 and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's get back to Red Skelton on When Radio Was.
Tonight, the Stories in the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire also has poetry and music about Old Man Winter.
In the Yukon was found once a bum, frozen stiff over his bottle of rum. Unable to straighten this hombre, this Satan, they just buried the bum in a drum. Chapter 1, I'll Get the Man Who Got My Gal.
Wanting to stop. As long as he's running, he can keep warm.
Yeah.
Man, am I freezing.
Is your nose cold?
I don't know. I scratched him 3 miles back and it fell off.
Him?
No, it.
Thought maybe you had two heads and you lost one of your noses.
Well, say, is it always this cold up here?
No, only 9 months out of the year. Then the freezing spell sets in.
I got a notion to set fire to my celluloid collar.
Now, let's not get hot-headed here, O'Brien.
Now, Dad, I really, let's turn back. Look at them snow clouds ahead while we're heading for a blizzard.
Oh.
I'm so cold now, I'm turning blue. Navy, that is.
We can't turn back. We can't turn back. We can't turn back. I gotta turn back and read this line. I gotta find Jim Harkins, the critter that stole my gal and my gold claim.
Yeah, well, money ain't everything, and yeah. As far as the gal is concerned, why, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah, I ain't intend to marry up with no mackerel. I love Clementine. She's really a beautiful gal.
Hmm?
She's got a swan-like neck.
Yeah, lots of gals have.
She's got webbed feet, too. I'm gonna marry her someday.
Yeah, well, how about that gal in El Dorado?
Well, there's something fishy about her.
You mean because her eyes were on the side of her head?
Yeah. Yeah, but she was a good girl. Her heart was like the army, open to all men between the ages of 18 and 35. Well, we better get a move on, or we're going to freeze to death up here. Someday I'm going to go where it never gets cold.
Yeah, but you're going to have to die to make it.
Yeah. Look, there's a... there's a town ahead. We'll ride for it. What do you say?
Okay. Say, what time is it?
I don't know. I swallowed my Mickey Mouse watch the other day.
Really? Does it give you any trouble?
Only when I try to wind it.
These horses are going to last much longer while the snow is boiling up on their hooves.
Well, just reach in my saddle pack there. Get that Esquire. Turn to page 57. It'll melt that snow in no time. The same guy that wrote that joke wrote the other one in his bolster. Poor sucker stayed up all night to write that stuff. Well, maybe we can stop and trade these horses for a couple of dog teams.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Maybe we can get the Brooklyn Dodgers. We'll go into this trading post here and get warmed up. Hey, nice place here.
Yeah, boy, look at that fire in that fireplace.
Shut that
door.
Shit your trap.
Look, Miss Puss, I don't take that kind of talk from nobody.
Oh, a Vassar girl, huh? Look, get back to the wilderness, wolf girl. There's gents present. Ain't you got no learning?
I'll have you know I'm a self-made woman.
Yeah? Should have let somebody else do the face. You sure messed it up.
What can I do for you gypsies?
We ain't gypsies, ma'am.
You're wearing earrings.
Them's icicles. You got any dog teams for sale?
Dog teams?
Yeah.
Sounds like you might be heading further north.
Yep.
You must be on a pretty important mission to fight this blizzard.
Yeah, I'm looking for a sagebrusher named Jim Hawkins. He stole my gal and my money.
Jim Hawkins, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, your destination has been reached. You'll find him over at the Klondike Honky Tonk.
Probably with Fred Allen. Well, come on, partner.
Say, look, Mr. Dead Eye, you are. You really walking into trouble. That Jim Hawkins is a fast man with a .45 and a good shot, too.
Yeah, you ain't doing bad with it yourself tonight. I can shoot fast as anybody. You see that pine cone hanging from that tree?
Yeah.
What? See that barn door over there? Come on, we'll go inside here. Hey, piano player, is there a gal around here named Clementine?
Yeah, she's over there.
He's laughing, boy, tonight, you know. He's happy because he finally got a line. Here's a dollar tip, old boy. Go get a haircut, will you?
Thanks. It would be good to see out again.
Yeah, you won't have to pay dues now. Patrilla will never recognize you. Careful smoking. You could have a brush fire there, you know. There's my old gal. Howdy, gal.
Howdy, stranger.
I ain't no stranger, gal. It's me, Deadeye.
Oh, Deadeye. I didn't recognize you. You scared me at first.
I don't doubt it, gal. Seems like I'm always scaring people. One Halloween, I scared my mother and father to death.
Oh, how?
I was born.
By the way, Deadeye, aren't you getting a little arty?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, that gorgeous hand-painted tie. Say, look, is that a pretty girl you got painted on that tie?
No, that's Lena Romay, the actress.
Oh.
I always like to feel it. Women like Lena Romay is hanging around my neck. Same boy wrote it. Look, Al, I came a long way through this storm to see you. You got to give up this guy, Jim Hawkins.
Well, I guess I do have what it takes.
Yeah, too bad what you got ain't taken, no.
Don't move, did I?
Well, howdy, Jim. Now, I ain't up here looking for trouble. I just come to get my gal and my money and to take you back to Texas. I ain't looking for no trouble. The boys down there got a rope necktie waiting for you.
You talk like a tough man.
Ain't you trying to act like one?
I ain't acting. Where I come from, we eat a whole steer at one sitting.
Oh, you do,
yeah.
Huh? Well, where I come from, we take a raw steer, butter it so it'll slide down easier. Then we set in a hot kettle of boiling water to cook it.
Look here, Deadeye. We're acting very childish. We shouldn't be fighting.
Oh.
You can have your gal. Take her with you, but leave me here. You didn't even have to come all the way up here, Deadeye. No, you could have wrote me a letter. I'd have sent her back. Please, she loves you. You got money. Take her back to Texas. But please, leave me here. I can't stand that climate.
Please, my boy, control yourself. We ain't selling soap, you know.
Yeah, Deadeye, leave the coward here. Well, anyway, I couldn't stand to see him hang around.
Well, if we get through the blizzard, why
Where's
we...
that critter that was looking for a dog team?
Here I am.
Well, I got you 12 dogs and this lead dog. He's the finest you ever seen. Nice and friendly, too.
Yeah, howdy, boy. Yeah, he does seem friendly for a Pekingese, don't he?
Yeah. Go ahead and pet him. He can't bite. No teeth.
Oh, nice boy. Oop. Won't bite, huh? You see the fingers on my left hand?
He ain't got no fingers on your left hand.
Mighty rugged gums he's got, man.
And that is the first half of the Red Skelton Show from December 31st, 1946. We will continue this New Year's Eve-themed comedy at the beginning of our next show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and in 1976, Skelton was heard voicing Father Time in a Rankin and Bass animated holiday classic. I'll give you the name of that and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com and Mantovani, the legendary composer and conductor, along with his orchestra, bring you an amazing compilation of timeless instrumental hits on two CDs. Enjoy this Mantovani Moon River collection of instrumental classics, such as Stranger in Paradise, Some Enchanted Evening, A Summer Place, Swedish Rhapsody, along with easy listening favorites including Love Letters, Return to Me, My Foolish Heart, and many more. Get Mantovani Moon River, a collection of 50 of his most popular recordings for the amazingly low price of $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention coupon code SONG77. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order today and pay only $17.98. Remember, coupon code SONG77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget coupon code SONG77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Check It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit, that's N-E-X-I-T, or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser, that's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about Red Skelton. I mentioned he was the voice of Father Time in a 1976 Rankin and Bass animated television special. The answer is Rudolph Shiny New Year. The voice of Santa Claus in that show was busy radio actor Paul Frees. And Big Ben was voiced by Great Gildersleeve star Harold Perry. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But be sure to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.